Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
exposed.
Oh.
Mike Cube.
Presents The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. Are you ready? Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Runway, The Trickster for $1,000. Team Performance, The Assassins for $1,000. As well as legendary Fem Queen Performance, The Queen of the Throne for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Vogue Femme, The Battle Cat, as well as Realness with a Twist, The Double Take. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies presented by the House of Valentino. The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd at the Hazelwood YMCA. The address, 4213 Chatsworth Street in Pittsburgh. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi, icon Selvin Khan, legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy, and Jukebox Valentino. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies. Get ready, girls. Rodney Prodigy and James Icon presents What's in the Name Part 2. Saturday, November 10th in New York City. Grand prize, $1,000 for Old Way. Make us believe you're back in the 80s. Grand prize number 2, open to all legendary runway for $1,000. Other cash categories include mini grand prize, open to all streetwear for $300, as well as open to all runway, the casting call for $500, sponsored by the Mocha Center. That's Saturday, November 10th, in New York City. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150. The location, the Light Box, 841 Barreto Street, Bronx, New York. For more information, contact Father James Icon or Father Rodney Prodigy via Facebook or visit the event page for more info.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror. A collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, open to all foot and eye, designers from beyond the grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candyman. That's right. In a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. Three grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall Mother Didi Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon Mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary Mother Sasha Garcon and the icon Mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, three grudge matches. Three divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagoween.
Realness, bitch. I'm a little thing. Performance. What's going on, boys and queens? We are back on the air for another installment of the show. My tongue is tied. I don't need to reiterate, you know, my statement that I make every night when I come on the show, because everyone in ballroom, along with myself and my co-host and everybody that listens to the show, know exactly what it is. So if everybody else wants to, you know, stroke their egos and make themselves feel like they're better than what they are, then, you know, baby, more power to you. That's what y'all girls need to do for yourself. But without further ado, let me go and get my cast of distinguished co-host that's definitely out there, definitely getting the tea, getting the 411, and definitely bringing it back here where it definitely goes down and it's definitely popping. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on, I don't know where my girl from Miss London is at tonight. We're waiting for her to hit me up on Facebook and let me know if she's around. But without further ado, I'm going to bring on my brother, my partner in crime. It's the legendary, iconic overall father, Rodney Prodigy.
And don't tell them nothing, baby. You know that I'm coming, baby. Get on my phone whenever you need. Just my company. I've been drinking my cup.
Now presenting the overall father of the House of Prodigy, Father Cocktail himself, Rodney Prodigy.
Rodney.
What's going on, Kev?
What's going on? Nothing much, just chilling. Happy to be finally get back in this house, honey. Baby, just happy. Without further ado, it's the shady lady, honey, from the south that migrated to the north, mistake. Definitely gets her tees, definitely gets her cables, mistake, and definitely got her hand in everybody's pot of motherfucking soup and definitely stirring the pot, honey. I don't even know what's going on. I really don't know what is going on with this board. This board is really crazy. It's my sister, Miss Alexis. Now, you already know.
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the
line. All the girls standing in the
line. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom.
Ladies and gents, the shady lady, that realness bitch, Mother Gossip herself, she's the best that says what you won't. Alexis Snow, you already know.
Alexis Snow, you already know. Honey, hold on. Let me mute this sound, honey. And, you know, he's definitely a part of the Tea Party cast on Tuesday nights. He definitely comes here, and he definitely gives it up with us on Monday night. And, you know, he's just like myself and Rodney and Alexis. He doesn't have a problem with saying what's on his mind. It's Jason from the Tea Party cast. Hold on.
A kiki is a party for calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve. And though the sun is rising, you may choose to leave. So shade that lid and we'll all get cheer to your ennui.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Lock the door tight.
Let's have a kiki.
Motherfucker.
I'm gonna let you have it.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Die, turn, work.
Let's have a kiki.
We're gonna serve.
And work.
And turn. And hunt, honey.
And Jason.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Alexis.
What's going on?
Father Rodney, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on? You came on sounding real dry and drained, Jason.
Say that again.
So you came on sounding real dry and drained.
Just one of those nights.
Yeah, sorry. But we are definitely here. We are definitely live on the air. We're definitely going to definitely be recapping the Watch the Throne, the crash ball that Harold had last night, the crash the party aftermath last night that Harold had in D.C., and all the madness that happened at the ball, in the ball, And, you know, and things that the girls just didn't see, or the girls, you know, because there was a lot of other things, you know, that happened at the ball that the girls just didn't know about because their reporting skills is not up to par the way they should be, but they are the number one show. But, you know, it is what it is. So we're definitely going to talk about, you know, all the little incidents that, you know, that security didn't get to that happened at the ball because there was a lot of the little fights and things on the sideline that security just didn't get to. And by the time they did get to them, you know, the girls had already tussled and, you know, cleaned it up real quick. So it was like, you know, nothing. But overall, I would definitely give the ball a 8 out of a 10. Only because, you know, the little bit of heat that was going on, and I had that bang, honey. I had that new bang going on, honey. And she was sweating. So that's the only reason. And that I take 1 point for that, for the heat, you know, because I kiki with the girls about, you know, well, if we was in the desert 3 weeks ago, we could deal with, you know, a little bit of heat up in here. So I give them a point off for that. And then all the, you know, all the stupid chops that I think that went on during the night, I'll take another point for all of those stupid chops. But overall, I really enjoyed myself at the ball. I think the ball was fantastic. And I think my highlight of the night of the ball would definitely have to be the urban streetwear versus high fashion streetwear. That was my, definitely, for me, that was my highlight of the night because the girls came out and saying, and it gave me back in the days in the Mark Ballroom when the children used to walk labels and come out and tell all of their pieces and read and give shade and everything. So that was really cute for me because it gave me very old school and I enjoyed that. And, you know, big shout outs to Dante and Lisa for definitely knowing how to definitely give a fabulous function. Definitely did bring the girls out. I knew that the ball was going to be something as soon as I made that left turn, baby. And I've been to that place plenty of times and never seen so many cars like on the side of that street where you make the left turn. All of that was falling all up and down the block, and then when you got in the parking lot, it was just so jam-packed that the girls were just turning around out the parking lot trying to find spaces outside on the street to definitely park. It was definitely jam-packed. It was definitely cute. And, you know, it went on, and, you know, the only thing, it didn't start on time. So, but besides that, you know, it's the place. What the fuck, honey? I enjoyed myself, honey. And Rodney?
I had a wonderful time. Unfortunately for you, you know, you're very fashionably late. So I actually got there and the air was on. So I got there. It was definitely cool in the building a little bit. Because I went in and, you know, helped make sure that everything was cool and good and everything like that. But when all those people arrived, of course, with the back door being open for the people to go outside and smoke and the front door being open for the people to come in, of course, some of the air would seep out, and then with those hundreds and hundreds of people in there, it has nowhere to go.
But definitely when you went outside, you definitely did get cool real quick when you went outside. I would go sit outside for about, 15, 20 minutes and then go back inside, you know. But it was definitely cool when you went outside. When I first got there, it was actually cool. Once the girls really get in, you know, I definitely got to give them, like, if you was on the VIP list, you did not have to stand on the line. You just went to the front. So, you know, definitely big shout-outs for that. But when I got in, it was actually cool, and I enjoyed myself, got a chance to, you know, mosey around and stuff, but it was definitely, you know, it was cute.
Yeah. Only thing I took a point out for was for the late start. You know, with most of the time at that place, you know, it's going to be that way, but when the promoter stress, and then don't deliver, then you'll go ahead and take off a point. But on a normal, I wouldn't take off any points for that. I would definitely commend them on their first ball as it being a major, major, major success. And I also definitely giving a shout out to one of my categories that they definitely, definitely brought to life was definitely streetwear. Also, female figure performance was definitely hot. Pretty Boy Rumors, controversial. Vogue Femme, controversial. I did think some of the judges were very, very critical. I was a judge myself. I looked, I listened, It was a few people that I wanted to chop for certain things, but I didn't. So I felt like I was being a little bit lenient. I probably would have been on the hate list as well today.
Rodney, they said you're really dry. They said pep it up cocktail.
I was giving, you know, the basic until we get into, I was giving a basic layout of the foundation before we start planting seeds and stuff. Y'all know how it is. Don't do that. But overall, the ball was good. I had a good time. The drinks were flowing. The Patron was definitely in my cup. I had a good time. We set out to Caesar and brought them throwbacks to being in attendance. They scared my son into not walking, so he wouldn't be $1,000 because they were scared of him on the runway. Big shout out to Corey. Shout out to my house, who definitely came to support Lisa. And big shout out to my brother, man, and everybody else. The Ivers, the Cons definitely were in the building. They definitely did their thing. Well deserved for all their wins, for all the grand prize and everything that they accomplished that night. So good job to them as well. So I'll stop there.
Okay. Alexis, would you like to say anything about what you heard before we go into, you know?
Okay, I want to say this because I really had a misunderstanding of what the category was. Rodney and Kelly, since both of y'all are legendary and an icon, break down for me Trilogy and Perfect Tens.
Okay, well, because it seemed like over the years it changed. But back when I was, you know, a little girl, I think it was like 30% real, 30% face, and 30% body and sex appeal. But I don't know, over the years they have changed it, and now it's face, body, realness, and sex appeal. But I don't know how I got like that. But back in the days it was face, body, and realness.
Okay. The reason I'm asking, and I don't want nobody
to... You
got to
let Rodney answer first.
Okay, go ahead, Rodney.
Well, basically along the same lines, nowadays, Trilogy and Perfect Tense have been synonymously tied together. But I know with Trilogy, it is basically the opinion of whatever the person who's throwing the ball can give. Cause it could be face, body, realness. It could be face, realness, and sex appeal. It could be whatever three that they put together make it Trilogy.
Okay. The reason why I ask this question is because I was under the assumption, now tell me if I'm, correct me if I'm wrong, Perfect Tens, this is how it was broken down to me, you have to be able to get tens in each category, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Trilogy is what? Just I'm trying to get understanding.
Basically, what are you trying to get to?
No, because I'm trying to figure out why people were chopped for the category. And
we were talking about this last night. Everybody's trying to figure out how, and this is nobody, I don't want nobody to take it personal or anything. I'm only going by what the people have been saying. The girls want to know, a lot of people have been questioning how did Harmony, Honey, Garcon get chopped for the category, but then on the other hand, Trisha got through and won the category. A lot of people have been questioning that.
Right.
So if anybody,
that's what I'm saying. I don't want it to nobody to feel like it's being shade, because to me, I had a problem because I was like, with Trisha, I don't think Trisha is a face girl. You understand what I'm saying? But when I saw the pictures, Trisha looked fucking over. It is no shade. But now I'm like, well, how did, you know, Trisha got tens to Honey. You know, that's just how I was looking at it. But then, of course, everybody has their own opinion. So I don't know, so I'm asking.
Well, I don't know, because a lot of people, I've been seeing a lot of polls, and a lot of people have been reading, because they say that the criteria of that category has something to do with face, and they was given the grade of that Trisha doesn't have any face at all, Miss Thing. They gave the very her face is cute, but it's not face. They gave the very that she, it was like, it's like being Comcast, and it was a triple play category, and Trisha is not a triple play, she's a
Kelly,
double play.
Kelly, if you want to say what the girls are saying, then you need to tell the truth.
She is not lying, because somebody said the same thing to me.
No, that's what somebody that's what
no
somebody said to me.
Because I'm going to say what the girls are saying, since you won't, and it's no shade to you, lady, because I don't know you, but they're saying, how did you win with that cocked eye? And that's what the girls are saying.
Oh well, see, I didn't want to go all there, because Toshé is my girlfriend and my sister, so I didn't want to go all there. I was just giving the narration of what they were saying. I just didn't want to go into it. But since Jason went into it, that's what they were saying. That the category is very like being a part of Comcast Cable. It's a triple play category where you have to have internet, home, and phone. And they gave the very Toshé is internet and phone. But she's not the cable because of the eye. But I don't know. I'm not, you know, anybody else, if y'all have an opinion about this, we're going to do this trilogy part first. Then we're going to go into some madness, honey. Hopefully we get a caller on the phone that's supposed to be calling in, and we're going to get to all of that. And that, honey, hold on, we have a caller.
Hold on, wait, Kelly, I wasn't finished.
Oh, wait, go ahead, okay, go ahead,
okay.
Go ahead.
Now, to the pretty boy category.
No, no, don't go into pretty boy yet. Let's stick on one topic. We're not gonna be like that other show and jump around.
Okay.
We're gonna stick
on
one topic. We're gonna deal with that topic, and we're gonna take callers on that topic, and we're gonna close that topic before we go into the next topic. Okay.
Word.
So hold on. 347-569. You're live on the air. 347-569. You're live on the air. Okay. I guess not. The next caller is 347-413, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly. Hello, Alexis. Hello, Rodney. Hello, Jason. Hello.
Hi. Everybody.
Okay, about the Perfect 10 thing, like, from my understanding, you were supposed to, like, walk sex siren, right? Face and all of that, and your skin is supposed to be flawless, perfect teeth, everything. Am I right about that?
I'm still trying to get an understanding, so I'm not gonna say nothing.
Because then what is trilogy then?
It depends on the person that writes up the category that describes the category. See, the category, it's no shade to Dante and Lisa. They didn't describe the category like most promoters that have the category on their flyer. Most promoters on the flyer tell you exactly what they want. They tell you you have to be 30% of this, 30% of this, and 30% of that to bring the total package of trilogy to the floor. So the girls already know what it is.
But they
did not get that on the flyer. They gave the, I think it was whatever the description of the flyer, the category was, and it was just trilogy. They didn't tell the girls what they should have been or what they needed to be to walk that category. So girls came out there and they played. Congratulations, Toshé.
So it sounds like trilogy is sort of like an all-around girl, and Perfect 10 is pretty much the same too.
They are very similar to me.
To me, I always thought Perfect 10s would have been, you can walk face and get your 10s, you can walk realness and get your 10s, you can walk sex siren, or you can walk body and get your 10.
And that's Perfect 10s. That's what I thought Perfect 10s.
That's what I would think Perfect 10s would be. Now, trilogy would be more so, you know, you can't really play with, you can't, you understand what I'm saying? You're not really a face girl. That's how I would look at it.
Well, does anyone know who came up with that category, trilogy?
I don't know.
Nope.
Wow.
But, okay, so hold on. You know what? She's going to – oh, my God. Wait, I see you, sister, but I'm going to change the topic. I'm going to change the topic a little bit right now because this young man has to go to sleep. So I definitely do want to get into – I definitely do want to get into this because I don't want to keep him on the phone and keep him up all night long. I want to talk about Sex Siren from the House of Blahnik. Antonio that is no longer a Blahnik now and has left the House of Blahnik, and now he is now a 007. So I was sitting here, and I'm gonna be very honest and very honest about the situation. After when I was sitting on the judges panel and he came out as a fucking 007, bitch, I gagged, and I don't really gag too often. I gagged, so you know I was itching to get my fat ass off this judges panel, bitch, to find out exactly why he was a 007. I seen him like 3 times in the ball, and I kept asking him, why did you leave the House of Blahnik? Did it have something to do with Milan and Temperance, because the girls have, you know, the ship over there is crashing and everything? And he would not tell, he would not tell me anything at all. What I can say, he had so much respect for the House of Blahnik and everything, and he was like, no, I don't want to talk about it. I said, are you going to another house? He was like, no, I'm not going to another. He did not want to talk about it at all. I think that it was so rude and disrespectful for Milan to definitely, oh, I see you. I think it was definitely rude for Milan to take and come on the show and try to assassinate his character the way he did, because he left the House of Manola Blahnik. I really think that that was horrible. And then for Milan to say, oh, we had other things that we was doing this weekend that we couldn't go to the ball, that's why we was not at the ball. And then on that same hand, Milan turned around and gave the right. Oh, I didn't know it was $4,000. If I knew it was $4,000, I would have been there. That is a smack in the face to this young man.
That,
That made me laugh. Didn't that make you laugh, Rodney?
Yeah.
Because they couldn't be there. They couldn't be there to support him. But if you knew the category was $4,000, that you would have been at this ball to take and walk this ball, I think that that was rude,
right.
And I think
that's
that that was disrespectful. But we're going to definitely bring Antonio 007 on the phone, and he is definitely live on the air. They didn't give him a chance to take and voice his opinion on the other show, so we're going to give him a chance to voice his opinion here on this show. Who is talking in my background?
Jason.
That's not me.
Oh.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. So, Antonio, you are live on the air.
What's going on, Kelly? What's up, Rodney, Alexis?
Hey, Tom.
How y'all doing?
We good.
I did, you know, as I did try to voice my side, as I was speaking with, you know, my ex-father and mother and, you know, the others who are on the other call, you know, no disrespect to anyone. Like Kelly said, you know, Kelly asked me like 1,005 times, what happened? But if anybody know me till this day, as of October 1st, you know, and any day prior, I love the House of Blahnik. I love, you know, I was pro Blahnik, and anyone can ever tell you that, you know.
Yes.
I did what I had to do for my house. I, you know, traveled when I could. You know, I gave 150% for my house. So, you know, just to be quite honest, you know, I spoke with, you know, Milan, Temperance, and others. You know, I did feel a certain kind of way that, you know, yeah, I was being perceived as if I maliciously left my house. If anybody, well, my old house, if anyone knows me, you know, they know that I'm very low-key, very philanthropic, you know, very, you know, respectful, you know. So I wouldn't have done anything like that if I felt as though personally I didn't have reason. I'm just not the type of person to where, you know, where it boils down to where you pour water into some soil with a seed and a flower grows, and then you try to pour water onto concrete and then it just slides down and doesn't feed back into you. That's just not me. You know, and as I was saying to him, just to set the record straight, you know, could I have done some things differently? Yes, but do I think that I did the best that I could? Yes, you know, and you know, for them to say that I just gagged my house, I sat at the table, blase, blase, what have you. But what everyone should know is that I took the time to speak to my leaders before I even went to the ball. We stood outside, and I expressed how I felt to them. My ex-house leader said, you know what, as leaders, we want you to stay, but personally, we understand where you're coming from. So at that point, you know, my respect had been given, because I could have been malicious and said, you know what, I'm just going to get out 007, no one knows, I'm not going to tell you why, but that's just not my character. And, you know, for it to be put out there on, you know, with Milan and Temperance, and, you know, I can't fault them, I still love them as well, you know, and I would never hold any grievance or any, you know, shade towards them, but for them to get on there and make it appear as if I just didn't care, just made me feel a certain kind of way. And it still does, in a sense, because I, you know, like I said, I see people go 007 in many, many mild-mannered ways, many, many ways. And, you know, I didn't want to be that person because I ultimately am loyal to where I began. You know, I didn't want to hear Milan to become a Balenciaga. That's not the case. And I didn't want to be a Balenciaga. I didn't want to be a Prodigy, a Milan, or anything. It wasn't about any other house. It was about how personally. And I think that, as you all know, that I've, you know, walked in different cities, New York, you know, Vegas, you know, everywhere I've been, you know, I always go pro bonic. And for me too, you know, it's not, I don't think that it's wrong for me to want, you know, one of my overall leaders to be there to support me for a grand prize. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I feel the same way. If I'm walking a category for a large amount of money, I would want my house members and the leaders to definitely be there to support me as well.
Well, Antonio.
Yeah.
With the category being $1,000 and you walked like Siren and Malata, she didn't know, so you didn't communicate with her, with him in reference to the category being $1,000?
I don't think that it's my responsibility to say, hey, you know, I think everyone knew the grand prize. They've been prepping and promoting the Watch the Throne Ball at every ball from Florida to L.A., from Alaska to Maine. So everyone knew, you know, what categories were $1,000. So I don't per se think that was my responsibility to tell him. You know, it was $4,000.
I was just being facetious. That's all.
So, oh, Rodney, let me ask.
That's not me.
I'm sorry, Antonio.
I know you're not.
So, Rodney, was the $1,000 for this category, like the way Jasmine is promoting her categories, they have been talking about the $1,000 for this category since the beginning of time, correct?
Yes, they've been talking about these the $1,000 category in the Sex Siren Room, because I have eyes in there. They've been talking about the sex the $1,000 Pretty Boy category in that category, and everybody knew about these categories. But my question to you, Antonio, is how did you feel after Milan said that he had things to do, but then the second hand he turned around and said he knew the categories for $1,000, he would have been there to walk.
You know, first and foremost, you know, I love Milan, and I will always love Milan. You know, that's just me. I take my loyalty to people outside this thing, but it kind of made me feel a little bit salty. You know, it made me feel as though, like, money was more so important than your position as a co-overall father to be there to give me that report and to be that person for me, you know. And it's not, like I say, I don't know what you guys, you know, may have in regards to Milan, but for me, you know, I love my house, and as you can see with temperance and stuff, I understand that they're upset, but I think that people need to understand that feelings are on both sides. You know what I'm saying? And I think that as much as I have given for my house, that one time that I asked for someone to be there, they could have, you know, been there for me. It's like when you're a child and we have this biggest game of the year, and you want your parents to be there. When they're not there, you just feel as though, like, nothing prior mattered, and that's how I felt. And, you know, and I felt as though that if no one is going to give back to me, I must be in the wrong place.
So I did listen to part of that show, and what I heard was that you did sit with the Balonics before you went up, or you were just there and you were just there.
No, I was there, and like I said, and I actually even went in with them. My thing was this. The Blondings that were there understood me, so they didn't feel the need to say, well, hey, you can't even be with us, because they were able to, you know, to coincide with what I was feeling. So they was like, you know what, I'm not going to shade you, because people know me that I'm the same person every day. You don't get a shady side, you don't get a negative side, you don't get a positive side. You just get me. I'm going to be loyal. I'm going to be real. And they chose to continue to help me because they love me outside of me being a blonde. You get what I'm saying? So they chose to do that. I didn't ask for any help or anything like that. They love me enough to not be selfish or not to be self-centered. And so, you know what, we're still going to support you, because, you know what, whatever you decide to do, we still loved you as Antonio Newell and not Antonio Blanc.
Okay. I mean, because I commend you, because I did hear you on that other show, and you handled yourself like a gentleman. You handled yourself very well. So I do commend you for that. Because you could have came at them and out of a disrespectful way, but you stayed true to yourself as a gentleman. And I appreciate that, because I thought it was uncalled for them to attack you in the manner that they did.
Yeah, I feel it was hard for me to even become, like, walk out as 007. Like, I was really about to actually cry before I walk, as a lady helped me, and she was like, you know what, you know, they didn't want me to leave, but I just, like, it's sometimes it's just like that time where you have to do things for yourself. You get what I'm saying? It's not about, you know, everybody else. It's not about a mother or father. It's kind of like you have to stand up for yourself at one time, because if you continue to take the same actions, you'll be a fool and you'll get the same reaction. So,
right.
I mean, that was that. So, I still love the Blondings, and, I mean, I still love, you know, Camaro, Milan, Temperance, and, you know, and that would never stop, because I'm not someone to forget where my roots were from. But, I mean, I just, you know, I really felt, like, attacked by them on the show. Like, and I was like, wow, this is like, you know, does something negative have to transpire for people to really, really come at you like that?
Antonio, can I ask you one question? I hear you keep saying co-overall father, but isn't Temperance co-overall mother also, or Lady is,
no.
Was
it? No.
I would love to speak with Lady. If you out there listening, definitely feel free to call in and press 1. But go ahead, Antonio.
No, no doubt. Temperance is the overall mother of Manolo Blahnik, and you know, then,
okay.
Then there's Lady, and but Lady is the overall mother of the female section,
okay,
of
so
Manolo Blahnik, because you know,
Lady
throws her own functions,
okay.
You know, for women and you know the trans men and things like that. You know how you have more so of the overall than you have like that's catered to the lesbian and things like that. So you know, I mean, they both have their respective roles, and you know, they both do a good job. And I didn't want to make it. They try to make it seem like, you know, I just didn't care, you know. But I think that as leaders, you know, you have to play both sides. You have to be, you know, the overbearer of your kids and for yourself. You know, they kept saying, "Why didn't you call me? Why didn't you call me?" You know, and I did my part. You know, I can't just keep, you know, be putting myself out there. You know, and it's just that. And I just hope that I'm not being foreseen by those in the scene as someone who is just a malicious person or just don't care, because that's not me.
Oh, well, you know, if it was somebody else that you was talking about, you know, the girls might have seen you as a malicious person. But when you're talking about Milan, we already know that she's a bag of fake. So we
don't
really know her.
That.
So,
no, no. Well, not in regards to me. You know, I can say that me and Milan, I take my relationships with people outside the scene. So I can't speak on that. You know, you guys
don't,
have your own.
Don't let Kelly,
you know,
get
thing.
You involved in that, Antonio, please.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh,
I mean,
wait, hold
that's
on,
not
hold on.
On
hold on. I think I have the legend on the phone, honey. Is this Lady Manila Blahnik?
Yes, it is.
What's
lady.
Going on?
Hey,
going on, lady.
Hi, Antonio. What's up, my love?
Hey, how are you?
Well, I was listening, and I wanted to call in because I think Kelly made a statement about the overall father of the House of Manolo Blahnik.
Yes.
And I was calling to defend that there should not be nothing negative said about the House of Blahnik. Kelly.
Yes. Well, you know,
there's so much I want to say, but I'm just going to wait.
Well, Alexis, go ahead. You call for Lady, and when you call for someone on this show, you know they will
here
come.
I am. Here I
and
am.
Alexis,
okay.
She's here, so go ahead.
Lady, how you doing? This is Alexis.
Hi, Alexis. How
I have
you?
Heard so much about you. Trust me, I've heard a lot about you. And
okay.
I'm not going to get into details.
Please do.
Oh, do you want me to? Really?
Please,
okay, well, I spoke with
Lady's
people.
Been around for years, Alexis.
Okay,
Lady knows
got,
how the party goes.
Let me get this. So I spoke with a few people. They'd say that you were a little upset because you were promised the overall mother position, and when you came out, it was like y'all were going to be co-overall mothers. Now, I wasn't in Atlanta. I was here in New York, and we saw the ball on pay-per-view. But no, nobody had never heard anything from you since then. Do you care to share some light on that situation?
Well, I want to straighten some things out.
Okay.
I wasn't promised the overall mother position.
Okay.
But what you heard on the tape is what I was promised.
Okay. Okay.
And for those that didn't watch the tape or didn't go to the ball, lady, this is Rodney. What did we hear? I didn't hear it.
What did I hear where?
What we heard is what you got.
She's saying she was promised the mother over the...
I was never promised the overall mother position, but what you saw on YouTube is what I was promised.
Right. So
and
what she
what
said
the,
is she was promised the mother position over the... over the females.
Okay, thanks for reaching out.
I don't know. Well, I just want to say this one thing, and I guess Lady can vouch for me as they're saying, you know, Lady, because I don't know if you did you listen to, you know, Milan, you know, Temperance, all of them, and how they went. Would you please, you know, as someone who isn't myself, so I don't seem as if I'm being biased or just giving my opinion, didn't I do my best to try to go about, you know, this hard decision for myself and yet still hard decision and about going about it the best way that I could? Did I or did I not?
I want to be clear. I did not listen to the other radio show. I was actually at work, so I'm just getting home. That's why I'm just getting on this one. But at the ball, Antonio mentioned some things in reference to him reaching out to Camaro and his feelings. He actually talked. I listened more than respond. He was actually talking to me. Econ did more of the responding. But I did help Antonio get dressed. Antonio was literally in tears due to not being reached out by the overall parents, especially Camaro. I tried to talk Antonio into staying and having a further conversation. But at the end of the day, Antonio made the decision Antonio wanted to make. And me being a mother that I am, I still supported him, whether he walked out of the blinding or not.
Well, that was nice.
That was nice of you.
Yeah,
I was going to get ready to ask you that, but you answered it. That was good.
Any other questions y'all have?
Antonio, I'm sorry, do you plan on now reaching out to Camaro? I mean, because from listening to the other show that he may, apparently he's going through something, and that's understandable.
Let me say this because I don't want to make it seem like I can't empathize with anyone. You know.
Okay, but before he answers that, allegedly sources said that Camaro was not coming to the ball because Camaro heard that Harold was supposed to be getting knocked at the ball. Okay, and he said that he did not want
to
waste his time or his money coming to the ball if Harold was going to be getting knocked at the ball and then the ball was going to be shut down. But now go ahead, Jason. Antonio was going.
Like I said,
all that stuff goes like beyond me. My overall reasons as to not being a Blanc anymore is because, yes, number one, Camaro wasn't there, but then number two, following Milan nor Tempest with it. And I just feel as though that for, you know, someone who goes 150% for your house. I think, Kelly, if any of your children, if Rodney, if Rio asks you to be in Alaska in his category for $4,000, and he asks you 3 months prior, you have made it your business to either get you there or your another one of your overall fathers or mothers, if there's any, like I said, I'm not sure. You do have to make sure that somebody in higher representation were there, right or wrong.
Right.
That is 100% correct, and especially when you said that you was going to pay for his arrangements and everything, bitch. Like, what the fuck?
Kelly, I'm sorry, just a second. Did you get the message from Letitia that she wants to come on, but she needs you to call her? She only wants to come on to this show and talk.
Oh shit. Well, oh no. Send me her number. Send her number over to me, and I'll call her as soon as we finish with them.
Letitia, inbox me your number if you hear this.
Okay, go ahead, Antonio.
So that was my primary basis, and I do love Camaro, and I still love him. You know, we all do go through stuff, and I guess being that everyone keeps saying, well, maybe if you knew, or maybe if you knew, I don't think that it's my responsibility for me to milk information out of someone. I know Camaro. Me and Camaro are, like, really father and child. We hang out all the time. And, you know, and I think that, you know, the proper way as a leader would have been to reach out to me way prior, not the Tuesday before the ball being that Saturday, because if you're going through something, I think that you know that you're going through something prior to an event. And I think that that's where being proactive comes in as a leader. And I didn't receive that. And I, like I told you, I didn't receive a good look. Did you make it there? How does your effect look? I didn't receive any of that, you know. And I think that at that time, when you say you need someone, I think that that's their time for them to be there. And unfortunately, it didn't happen. And I think that maybe if I would have, the drawback is maybe if I wouldn't have as much stressing on Milan and Temperance, maybe they would have been there. But Camaro brought me into Blondie. Camaro introduced me into the scene. So ultimately, my highest, you know, you know, outlook will be is for Kamara to be there for me, you know. And it didn't happen, you know, and I will talk to him, you know, but, you know, I stick by my decision, and I think that after how it was handled on the other radio's decision, even if I had thought maybe about even talking about, you know, reconciling things, that if that's not what's going to happen.
Yeah. And they told you, and I definitely, you know, I definitely do have to go definitely tell Fred, big shout out to Fred, because Fred did tell Milan to shut up and not put his foot in his ass, and he just put his foot in his ass, because I think this situation at the end of the day could have been reconciled, and you probably, you know, after sitting down and talking with the three of them, you would have definitely went back to the house. But by Milan doing what he did and tried to embarrass you and all types of things, and your lackluster one, the wins and everything, I think that that just sealed the deal for the Blahniks. So,
Kelly, which name are you signed on under?
I'm under Kelly Mizrahi.
Okay, I'm about to inbox you her number.
Okay. But I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Antonio, and I also want to thank you, ladies, for definitely calling in and definitely reaching out.
You guys
are
awesome.
Oh, well, I appreciate it.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Okay.
Okay, I sent it to you.
Okay, you send it to me. Okay,
mm-hmm.
We're going to get Letitia on the phone line. We're going to go back into our topic that we were talking about. Nicole, you're live on the air.
Hey, how is everybody? Hi.
We're
fine. And how's everyone? I was waiting for your pretty boy conversation.
Oh, we're gonna go into the pretty boy, but I have to get back to. Okay, I got to get back into the trilogy category. It was read that it was face, body, and realness. That's what the category was. It was face, body, and realness for the trilogy category. Somebody just sent me the category, and they also said yes, it was face, body, and realness. And they gave the right. Trey has body. She is real, but she's no one's face.
Haven't she walked that category before?
Yes,
what?
She has, Nicole. I don't know who
exactly.
Was on the phone.
So what? I was the mother of the house. If she walked that category before Kelly, and they have let her through, when her, I think her and Dee's daughter, I forgot her name, Alexis. Like I heard that they had even battled. I mean, this is trying to blatantly be shady. I mean, I don't think it has anything to do with her eye or any of that. That's just all bullshit. Because she has walked that category before, and Kelly,
Nicole.
You were right.
I think it was they did it in Atlanta. Remember?
Hello.
Hold on, Letitia. You're live.
As a matter of fact, I want to say she won in Atlanta.
Right. No. Yeah. But she has built that category, and she has been actually. She's a phenomenal. Kelly was right about what fake body, and that was perfect. And it's always been like that. This sex siren just was added. Because
this is my impression, Nicole. And I just want somebody to correct me. Perfect tens to me would be you would be able to walk each of those categories and get tens.
But see, I'm not sure if that's true.
Right,
saying
that's what
I'm
saying.
I'm not sure if that's true because some people don't necessarily walk face, but walk face, body, and realness all together.
But the trilogy,
the way Kelly broke
like,
it down.
To me, perfect tens would be a Didi, a Temperance, Tregony, Cole. You know, that's when I think of perfect tens, those are the girls that I think of. You understand what I'm saying?
But far as the young girls come, they have been doing it like, what's her name, Alexis? Didi's daughter, like...
Tiffany,
yeah. They all have now... been walking and battling each other. So, you know, and on the older sense, there was like Didi, Temperance, and, you know. But now for the young girls, Shashay has been up there dancing with them girls.
She
so far, it's
and
a big grandpa's.
Somebody said to me yesterday that in Atlanta, I want to say Stasha got on the microphone when she came out with Perfect Tens or Trilogy or something, whatever
Kelly
the category was, and Letitia, you put your phone
you're not on
mute.
I muted her.
Okay.
We're going to bring her back on if she's ready for go ahead.
Once again, please, nobody don't quote, don't, you know, I'm just going by what I have been told. Stasha got on the microphone and said, there's no shade but your shade. That's all I'm going to say. Now, I don't know what that comment meant. But somebody brought it up to me.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Right. I want to know what the category means for my own clarification.
Well, I think you're fairly right. I don't think any of us in this room could say that everybody had to walk in each individual category and got a 10. That's not true. Because I've seen people who maybe have a little bit of faith and walk realness and don't have that much body, but got enough to get by with that category.
But
that's
what I think Trilogy should be.
Trilogy is the epitome of all three put together.
Right.
And Trilogy is you have the potential to be a perfect
right.
10.
Okay.
You got a little bit of all of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rodney.
Hold on,
Kelly. Congratulations to Trishay because you look motherfucking over, bitch. There's no shame.
Yes, she did.
Okay, 202-604, you're live on the air.
Sorry, just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening. Can you press 1 and take your hand down, please? Thank you. Okay, the next caller we have is 714-750, you're live on the air. 314-750, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Okay, so is anybody else on the phone line want to talk about this Perfect Tens Trilogy category before we transition over into the next category? Anybody, press one, hold on. We have the icon, the founder, the CEO, James Caan. You're live on the airwaves.
Okay, they want to be shady and start talking about people's birthday sets. I heard something about Trishay ass. Now, if they want to start some bullshit, I'll start chopping these bitches for Adam out.
Wait a minute.
They want to fuck with me? Man, I don't give a fuck what film queen it is. I don't give a fuck. If you're not born a motherfucking lady, then you have an Adam's apple. Since you want to get in birth defect, you want to talk about somebody's eye? Let's talk about these bitches that can't get a motherfucking Adam's apple removed. Now, they want to start being fierce. I'll start chopping them bitches for that. Have a good night.
And there you motherfucking have it.
James is still at work, honey.
Let me call him on this phone.
Baby, what I tell you, James coming through and wakes the building up, honey. 202-604, you're live on the air. 202-604, you're live on the air.
Just listening.
Okay, press 1 and take your hand down. Okay, the next caller is 201-360. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly, Jason, Alexis, Rodney? What's up, everybody?
Hey,
Mark.
I don't care what nobody say who break through this motherfucking line. Y'all are trying it. Y'all know Perfect Tens. It's face, body, and realness. And if the kids don't have it, they just don't have it. If you're going to let them through because they're your girlfriend or your sister or your daughter, that's fine. But don't sit here and say that Perfect Tens has been changed into something else because it hasn't. It's still Perfect Tens. You still have to have face, body, and realness. If you don't have it, you shouldn't get through. Now, if you want to let the girls come out, like Kelly said, and play, let them play. But don't go changing the category because that's fucking tired.
Okay.
Well, no, what they were trying to do was get the definition of Trilogy and the definition of Perfect Tens. Like I said, Perfect Tens is the epitome of all three.
There is no definition. Trilogy, face, body, and realness, and Perfect Tens is all the same. Face, body, and realness, no matter how you slice it up, Perfect Tens or Trilogy, you can be sexy, you can be dominatrix, you can be whatever you want. But if you ain't got them three elements, your ass should be in the spectator's row with everybody else judging just like the rest of us, unless you're one of the 11 people up there. It's no shade. I mean, I'm not trying to read. I'm not even going into the Caan thing because we already know how that's going to play out. The thing about it is the girls is not face, body, and realness. It's not Perfect Tens, period. Yes, the girls
are getting
through.
It wasn't. It was.
They come out and play.
It was Trilogy.
Stand with the rough girls. Don't walk the category, period. And y'all let it go on, and y'all sit up and y'all judge. Everybody confused for 5 and 10 minutes. It don't take that motherfucking long to judge. Y'all don't want to really catch the shade like James Icon said, and he start chopping bitches for Adam's apples. Just put it that way. But don't change the category because it's just ballroom.
Okay, thank you, Mark, for definitely calling in.
Kelly, is Letitia still on hold?
Yeah, Letitia's still on hold. So now Letitia's on. So since Letitia's on, with Nicole is still going to stay there with us because she wants to talk about the next topic that we're going to talk about. But I know Letitia's calling in because Letitia wants to talk about this performance category because so many kids had so much to say about this performance category. So, but before we bring Letitia on, we're going to give a brief summary of the category, and then we're going to bring Letitia on. And we're going to talk about it because that's what Letitia wants us to talk about. And then we'll go into the next subject after that. A lot of the kids have been reading down on Facebook for the last 2 days. Well, the last day and a half. Because a lot of kids had got chopped for this performance category because they came out there allegedly in socks and they was getting chopped and all types of things. I really don't know what happened with the performance category. That was I was in the back and I was chasing Ricky Allure around at that time when they was having performance category, and I think one of those Vogue films should have gave Ricky her socks. But we'll get into that later, mistake with Ricky and her feet and stuff. But that. So Rodney, do you know what was going on with this performance category? Was you judging at this time?
Yes, I was judging at this
okay,
time.
Okay, well, go ahead. Rodney's going to talk about it, and then we're going to bring Letitia on.
I'll try not to be dry this time. The category was that what the commentator or the promoter said it to us was in the perception of femme queen performance, performing soft like pussy, but it was interpretation of feminine performance, not pussy or not soft and cunt, but the interpretation of being a femme queen. Because I kept explaining to them, like, even though you have dramatic kids, you have soft and cunt kids in line, that Allura, Deja at the first, Yolanda, those people, and Laomi at first, they were not soft and cunt. They were dramatic, but they still are femme queens. They're still feminine performers. So it can go either kind of way. So, you know, but we became to just the category, and a few people were getting chopped, and Letitia chopped a couple of people. I know she chopped one for not having on socks, and she chopped one for, I allegedly heard that their performance was just too dramatic-esque. So, you know, and I was talking to the people about, you know, that she is a stickler for our category. She's an icon for performance. So if she's up there judging and she loves judging a certain kind of way, before you walk or before you get any information on judges that's up there, you should know what they ask for, what they look for. And if they chop you, it wasn't out of shame. It was just their opinion, which they're entitled to at that time because that's their moment.
Okay. Well, Letitia, you're live on the air.
Hi, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. What I want to say is this first. When it comes down to performance, you are supposed to have on shoes. That's a runway. This is a competition. You're not supposed to come out there looking fierce. And a chop, that is the place for someone to learn because they're supposed to learn from that chop and come back even harder the next time. When they be on American Idol and get chopped off, what they do, I'll see you next year. So come back next ball and turn it out. Chops, to me, looks tacky. It looks late and it looks naughty. And I don't want to see the bottom of a pair of dirty socks like that. Like, that's not, like, you're not practicing. You're on a ballroom floor to me. And I've always been like that. I would have, even if one of my own house kids would have came out like that, they know they would have been shocked. And as far as the queen that has said something about me being a bitter old queen or whatever the case may be, and that's why, and da-da-da. Let me tell you something. I already made my name. I'm an icon Hall of Famer. I have my own house. I got my own car. It might not be a Lamborghini, but I do have one. I'm a fucking husband that I've been with for 8 motherfucking years. You understand what I'm saying? I got my dogs. I got my own life. I even have my own business, okay? I don't sniff coke anymore. Like, I'm at the top of my game right now. So as far as them talking about me being bitter, I could never be bitter, honey. I am 40 years old, and I have seen queens like that come and go, and I am still here. So there's no reason for me to be bitter. So if they can't understand that, that's just to polish themselves up, and they learn from, like, we're supposed to be here to teach them. They say that the icons be shady and we don't see them and we don't want to reach out. No, I'm not going to pull you to the side after the category and be like, you know, you should have been chopped for this, but I let you through, because they're still going to keep doing it over and over again and paying it. So, like, when I'm on a panel, that's not my first time doing it. And me chopping somebody for being soft and cunt, that's a lie. I only chopped two people, and that was because both of them had on socks. Okay, I never, somebody else I yelled out, she chopped him because he wasn't soft and cunt. And I said, no, I didn't. I chopped him because he didn't have on socks. And that's when the child I came up
and,
here.
I definitely said that.
And then as far as I heard that there was a car that was supposed to have been throwing something at me and stuff like that, like, what's that about? I mean, like, if Stuart would have chopped him, Stuart or Tony or somebody would have chopped him, then what? Y'all would have threw something at them? So, I mean, because I'm a femme queen, that's what I get, because I have my opinion, and, like, my opinion don't count. And all them crashes that they hear inside hard motherfucking remixes, honey, y'all should be thinking about motherfucking me, because if it wasn't for me, there would be no motherfucking crashes. So I know what I'm talking about when it comes down to performance. Even if I don't slam my motherfucking self down on the ground, break my hip, and crack my motherfucking skull open, I know performance. And he did fall down, but the shoes, that was just the only thing that, to me, that disgusts me, because I'm too busy looking at the damn socks and gagging to be, like, into the performance. That's just me. I'm sorry. That's just how I judge.
So y'all know when y'all see Letitia on the floor, Miss Sang, honey, and y'all come out there, honey, you don't be in your socks.
That's
shoes.
It wasn't no written rule for the film queens to be inside heels. They just got more brownie points because it's more difficult to vogue in a pair of heels as a pair of flats. But we was voguing in Dr. Martens and sneakers and stuff, but we still had on shoes. All the legends have on shoes. You understand what I'm saying? Like, what legends had that came out there that vogued inside socks that they can name? You understand what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like, what's up? Like, if I'm an icon, I know what I'm talking about. Why give me so much motherfucking shade? Like, I don't know what I'm talking about. Why? Because I'm not doing what y'all are doing. I know what I'm talking about. And it just stands like that.
Okay, now.
And I think it's the same way. I look at Letitia as she's going to be on some panels. And if you know that's how she's sticking for performance issues, it's just like my father, Tony. He wasn't judging for a little while. He stepped away. People walking on their toes. He got to a few balls. He chopped a few people for walking on their toes. Now everybody practice flat footed, and when they see another ball, they definitely are not on their toes, or they are chopped. That's his thing.
Yes, it sure
exactly.
is, honey.
Thank
it
you
sure
for
is.
That. That is true. But, like, I appreciate you having me on the show, and, like, what I just can't understand is, like, us being the $10,000 winning house, how it was so much shade from someplace else. You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, like, the recognition wasn't given the way that it was supposed to be given. So, like, for me, yeah, I did do this interview on this show because this show right here, like, I respect y'all.
Okay,
and
what,
I see
what
y'all
happened,
doing.
Auntie? What recognition? What happened?
Huh? Oh, well, recognition? To me, I feel like, and it's no shade, and if I get kicked out the room, oh well. But for us to be the $10,000 winning motherfucking house, the first one, and the reason why we're the first is because they got through all those categories. Okay, it wasn't by technicality that we won that. So by us being that, why wouldn't we be up there on, you know, the banner, how the banners change or whatever the case may be? And then I called him and I spoke to him about it. He gives an excuse on Facebook because of what one of my children said, but that was supposed to have been all cleared up from what I understand. You understand? And for that to be done like that, that is shady down. Like, no matter what they say, honey, my house, I'm the overall godmother of a house that has the most icons and legends in it, and just do the research on that one. So for them to even be trying it and trying to make us the underdogs and, like, they don't see it, whatever, honey. Everybody got people inside their house that messes up every now and then, but it's not to be treated. It's not the disrespect and the shade that we get is damn tired, and that's why I'm here on this show to talk.
Well, I wasn't going to bring it up, honey. I was not going to bring the topic up. I didn't comment on the topic or anything on Facebook, and neither the official Ballroom Radio Station, which is this show, or in the A-list or in the other rooms that it was in. I did not comment or say anything about it. But since Letitia has opened up the door and opened up the topic.
Are we about to talk about that, Carl?
We're going to talk about that Lamo. Okay. Honey, baby, it has been so much has been going on, Miss Thang. I don't seen this video, the girls, because you know, when anything happens with Milan, bitch, and I don't know why, when Milan and Vicky Gotti, when something happens with them, it comes to my desk immediately. So I get all of these alerts on my phone, honey. And so I come to the computer and I want to see what's going on. I got this video from this Caucasian man. And so I'm watching the video and he talk about Milan and this thing, and then they got allegations about these you know, remodeled cars and everything. It was just crazy. And then now his title is up. He put his title out, Miss Thang. But you know, anything in boardroom, Miss Thang, you can definitely have anything doctored and made that you want to have made, honey. So, you know, and I was doing my further investigation on the title and everything. And then I see on one hand, on one paper, it says Arizona. And then if you look on the other side and where it's written in on the other part, it says something, it has L.A. written on the other side, so the papers look a real little shaky to me also. So, but you know, the girls wanted to talk about it, but if you go look at the papers and you look at the part that's signed on the other side and the official boardroom radio, the title certificate says Arizona, but then if you look in the box right there at the top, you see it says L.A. writing, L.A. written right there in handwriting. I don't know what's all of that about. Why would one paper have Arizona and then one paper has L.A. on it? So maybe y'all girls is out there that be sending all this stuff to me and stuff. Y'all can investigate that and y'all can find out about that. But, you know, that's what the girls wanted to talk
Kelly,
about.
Kelly.
Yes.
Actually, both of the papers, I think it says Phoenix, baby. I'm not mistaken. Yeah, they both say Phoenix, Arizona.
No, if you look right there, Alexis, if you look right there on the other side with his hand.
I think that's his address, Kelly.
Oh, that's his address?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, you don't get the address.
Alexis don't need to give me the address. I have the address already. You saying, okay, one of my girlfriends from BGC went and just fucked her the other day. You think I have the address? Okay.
So it came from Japan by way of Arizona.
Yes, stupid.
But I don't know. So if y'all want to talk about it, because a lot of people wanted to talk about it and everything, I wasn't going to bring it up until somebody else brought it up. So since it's brought up, we can bring it up. Y'all can call in if y'all want to talk about that, and y'all can press 1, and we'll definitely talk about that. But let's go on. In between, if somebody calls in and they want to talk about that, we'll go back to it. But let's go to the highlight of the ball, Miss Thang, which just like, bitch, was just like gag nations on all the girls, Miss Thang. And I don't know why, and I tell y'all all, Miss Thang, and it's no shade, Miss Thang, people have collaborated pictures and everything and sent me pictures of the different pretty boys and they different poses and they gagging, and they all gagging. Even from Joel Mizrahi down to all of them. And these pictures that they get when they got chopped, because they haven't been chopped in such a long time or they never been chopped before, they was just an utter gagnation that me got chopped. And I was just gagging at the pictures. And I was sitting there and I was thinking to myself, if you already, when the first person got chopped for his production because the people didn't know the words in the production, and you know that you did not sit down and go through a run-through and have these people read these words and everything to this production, if you knew that you had music and it was going to be some talking, why not just let them play a little piece of the production and then come out to the music and get your 10 instead of going through all of that and when you know they didn't know the words to the production? It was just It was just a fucking mess, Miss Thing, and they was really gagging that they was getting chopped. But then I was also gagging because I wasn't on the judges panel for this part, this portion of the ball. But if I was up there, some people that was up there that did get their tens would have had got chopped. Okay, this category said you had to bring it as a prince from wherever you wanted to be. You could have been a prince from over here at Spofford Correction Facility or Rackets Island. You could have been a prince from there. You could have brought it and been that prince. You could have been the prince of Rackets Island and brought it to the ball. So I don't understand that some of the people that got their tens, how did they get tens? Because some of those girls that got tens wasn't even pretty enough to get tens. They outfit looked. Hold on. They outfits, I don't remember who it was because I don't remember their names or all of that because I don't get into them like that, Miss Thing. I only get in, only Butch Queen's names that I remember, Miss Thing, is the light-skinned ones that I like and I like to play with. I remember their names. All the rest of them, I don't remember their names. I don't even could tell you if I see them. Some of these motherfuckers look like they had big lot effects on, Miss Thing. Some of these mother ones that did come out in suits, some of the ones that did come out in suits, bitch, look like, bitch, that their grandfather, with their grandfather's suit from back in the motherfucking day. Some Portobello shit, bitch. It didn't look rich. It didn't look classy, bitch. It looked nothing like a prince would motherfucking wear. If you ask me, at the end of the day, only a couple of people came out that looked presentable that should have been standing up there, and a lot of people should have, a lot of other ones should have been chopped. I don't know what was going on with the judges and everything, but, you know, that's just my opinion on the situation. We're going to get Rodney's take on it, and then we're going to get Alexis' take on it, and then we're going to get Jason's take, and then we'll go into comments, questions, comments, and concerns, and callers. So, Rodney, go ahead.
I really don't have any comments on Pretty Boy Realness. I did gag a little bit, surprised a little bit, but a legitimate pretty boy did win. So I was pleased with that. But that's all I'm going to say on that.
Okay, Alexis.
Well, looking at some of the pictures, I saw some things and I was like, hey, I understand a couple of the concepts. I think it was Dante Escada. Is that who that was? Was he there?
There was an Escada there, but I don't know his name.
The light-skinned one that.
That was my first time ever seeing him.
Okay, well, I think he was given maybe a Coming to America effect. There was the other person I saw that had.
That boy that gave that Coming to America effect. The effect was definitely giving Coming to America, but he was not pretty. As you talk about them and you go with the pictures that you have, I can remember them as you talking about them, and then I'll read as you go along.
No, because Dante is actually pretty.
Who?
The one from.
The dark skin child?
No, the light skin one from Dallas.
Oh no, I'm talking about. Oh no, I was talking about the dark skin one that had the Coming to America look on. He
Dante
wasn't pretty.
Sean Royals or whatever his last name is. Fox. He had a Coming to America. He is very
He was nice.
I saw some other people. I saw somebody, some other things that I was just like, you didn't put much effort into. Got tens and even processed a few people. It was looks like I bought some. I plead the fifth.
Hold on, because it just came through my thing, and as they pop up on my box, I'll read the statements that came through my thing. They gave the red yes. What's his name? Damo. They gave the red yes. He is definitely pretty boy. Run this down. But they said that Mufasa Tsubasa look, this thing was a horrible.
He was Simba, the prince.
I'm only reading what they said. Not me, bitch, okay? Bitch, I wasn't up there, bitch.
But even as being Prince Simba, to me, personally,
you look at it like this, interpretation. Simba is a prince. I mean, he's a lion cub. Lion is royalty in Africa.
The king of the jungle.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So that is royalty for the jungle.
Me personally, I'd have been looking for a crown. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Was a crown required?
No, it was not. Remember, we talked about that.
Okay.
Last week.
Wow. I just...
The majority of people knew that a crown would be a suffice to automatically put royalty with crown together. You know, but if you were the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and you would have came out there, you didn't need no crown.
Well, bitch, now, okay, so now how about if somebody would have came out and said they was doing the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, bitch, and came out there in some baggy motherfucking jeans and a T-shirt like Will used to do in the motherfucking show? Then
exactly.
What they would have said?
But you could, if they brought it right, they had the theme song and everything like that, and you knew it said Prince from any era, and it was shot, if somebody brought it on point, then you have to respect that decision that they made.
I just got an inbox said, I think his teeth not right either. Domo, catch the picture.
Y'all girls are gonna stop me saying. Y'all gonna have my brother come back up here and read the fuck out of y'all girls, honey. As soon as he make another motherfucking pit stop, honey, and not checking the bus, Miss Saying, he gonna be calling back in here. He gonna let y'all motherfucking bitches have it. Watch. Go ahead, Alexis.
Domo has walked and won and processed all over.
I think people pay attention to so many of the wrong things. To actually be sitting and talking about Domo and something that he also has solidified and have termed it. And, I mean, maybe you did not understand what he was bringing it like, but you totally know that he is 100%
hands
down the
Casper. He told us who he was. He told us who he was.
Oh, okay. So they explained that. So you know exactly who he was. But what was really unfair, Kelly, and y'all...
Well, hold on. Before you say what you're going to say to me, I got to make one more statement. Mm-hmm. Out of every effect out the whole night... And I'm going to be fair, and I'm going to be honest, mistake with y'all, bitch. And I had members that walked in everything. Bitch, out of every effect out the whole night, and I don't even fuck with him like that, mistake. And I told him this after I went to the sideline and I seen him. I was trying to get him to come before they even started talking, because I knew it was going to be talking, but he didn't see me waving to him to come. Baby, I was trying to get him up there, and I don't even fuck with him like that. Jaden, Ebony, that motherfucking effect... was motherfucking nasty. Out of every effect in the motherfucking building, it's no motherfucking shade.
Yeah.
I think Jaden had the best effect out of all those motherfucking pretty boys. The only thing that fucked him up was that father didn't know his words.
But not even that. I don't think. When did that become a big issue? When did that?
Well,
like,
you had you, but
like,
Nicole, you had
Nicole.
Somebody. You had somebody that was on the panel that is a stickler for that has been doing pageants and everything for years. And this is something that they do in the pageant scene. When you actually do have a production and everything, let me tell you something. When I walked the latex board 3 years ago, Miss Thing, I sat in the house for 2 weeks, Miss Thing, bitch. And this was back when I was, you know, I sat in the house for
a
2 weeks
girl.
Remembering those motherfucking words, Miss Thing, so I could have them down packed, because I did not want to get chopped for those words. I remembered every motherfucking word that came out on that motherfucking CD, and these girls know they did not know it. Bitch, you cannot do that. I don't think, I have to agree with Sasha.
Nicole.
Okay, and I agree with the whole term that she's from the pageant and everything, but, I mean, there were so many other things and so many things about the whole production that I couldn't believe. First of all, this is not pageant. This is wrong. So that confuses me a little bit. I understand what you're saying about, you know, that's what she used to, and I definitely respect that, but this ain't pageant world. This is the ballroom world. And if Jaden indeed had the most over effect, and I worked with him with his production, and he came back and forth, and he worked so fucking hard, bitch. Like, I mean, and so nervous to do all of that and to go all of those mouths and to get chopped and no solution, no record by this. Oh, poor Jaden. It's a bit tacky for Boro.
But you know what?
Hold
and
on,
you know what?
On,
also,
wait, Kelly,
you know,
wait,
hold, wait, before though, because I'm going to bring somebody else on. But you know what also was sitting in Jaden production? It was the icon Tony Revlon's feet, Miss Saying. Maybe his feet were sitting. Icon, you're on the air.
Hello, everybody. Tell us.
Yes.
The cleaner, what depends with the feet?
What did you say?
Hold on.
Kelly.
Yes.
Yeah, you said that. I didn't know the words. I didn't have
No, not you, not you, Father James.
Oh.
James didn't know the word.
Still says that this is not the pageant world. You said, Kelly, that his outfit was completely different.
But Nicole,
this wasn't the first time.
Jaden didn't get chopped because of that. Jaden got chopped by Rich because I asked Rich why did, which is Rich McGregor, I asked him why did he chop him. He said he chopped him because he's not pretty.
Shit.
That's
shade.
Why
and that means
this
thing is out the window. Shade.
Then I said to him, well, Jada won, he won of the year in 5 different states. He said, well, Tony, I don't think he's pretty to me. And I turned around and looked at him and said, oh, so would you think you are pretty?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
And he did say that, but you know what? And I'm going to, I'm going to be honest with y'all, bitch, because, you know, people in houses, you know, they don't fuck with each other, and a lot of people can be in the same house and still don't speak to people and everything. Bitch, it's no motherfucking shade, Miss Thang, bitch. I don't fuck with Joel like that, bitch. I'm a mother in the house, Miss Rye. He's a father. We don't fuck with each other like that, Miss Thang. It's no shade, Miss Thang. Joel gives me baby Rich. Like, if Rich is his brother or anything, I don't understand why he chopped him either. And I don't fuck with Joel like that. I'm not advocating for anybody, but I'm just being real with it. I don't understand why. I really don't.
Rodney, Kelly, Nicole, Alexis, I don't think half of them people that got chopped Saturday should have got chopped for pretty boy.
I don't either. I really don't. Hold on. Father is on the air with us now. I don't think half of the people that got 10 should have got 10s, and the ones that got 10 shouldn't have got 10s, and the ones that got chopped should have been up there with 10s. Father, you're live on the air.
I knew my words. Okay. I knew my words.
So, James, you didn't know the words?
Everybody else, I knew my words.
James, you didn't know the words?
Okay, but I think that I was just gagging. I was really gagging, and it was. They said it was on the flyer that no chops could be contested that night. I was just really gagging, so that's why I didn't really voice my opinion on the situation. But it was a lot of people that I think they got chance that shouldn't have got chance. Even if it had to do with their pretty boy realness or their effects, I don't think they should have got chance, Miss Thing. I think. At the end of the day, I know that the promoters put these judges up there and they respect their opinions, but at the end of the day, when you are a promoter, you have to come in and you have to draw the line and, you know, and come
Kelly,
and, you know, and control
Kelly,
your boy, yes.
There's a double-edged sword, especially with it being a Balenciaga event with Dante and then Harold helping him out, because the first 3 people that got chopped were Balenciaga. So had you start bringing everybody back, the people at the ball would have said, and I knew you know they would have, oh, because of the Balenciaga ball, they bringing everybody back. So they open up the category. So that's with a thin line.
Okay, Ryan, I have a question to ask you. You have a ball, okay, you have grand prize, okay, and you have a grand prize that's pretty boy. You got one individual that chopped 15 people. He chopped 15 people. So therefore, the promoter of that ball should have done something like that. Rich is not a pretty boy to be walking these days. Now, when is the last time Rich walked?
Like,
so therefore, you have people that's from this new generation. It's not like a runaway category, someone walking on their toes. It's just like the Sunday. The boy asked why I chopped him. I told him. He said, you know something, Father? You're right, because the person that trained me, Mrs. Byron, taught me on my toes. But he said, you are right. I'm not supposed to walk on my toes. So therefore, that one person chopping 15, and it's just like Kelly said. And I'm not saying this because he's my gay son and that I was in his production. His effect was not to be fucked with.
He had it ordered. That's
how I mean, if Rich would have said to me, Father Tony, I'm chopping because of his production, I would have left it alone. But once you tell me that this boy is not pretty,
And this boy, come on, man. I mean,
but eventually, and I'm gonna be honest with y'all. It's a lot of pretty boys. When I sit on the panel, it's a lot of pretty boys that have been walking for years, Miss Thing. That I don't think is pretty, Miss Thing. But out of respect. Because they have been walking for so long and have been doing it, I don't chop them the same.
That's the problem.
This boy is pretty boy realness in like five or six different motherfucking states. I don't understand. But you know what I would have did? But like back in the days, Miss Thing, when you used to get chopped by a bitch back in the days, Miss Thing, and the bitch would say you ain't the category, Miss Thing, you would call that bitch off the panel.
Or out his inbox.
Oh. Well, yeah, I did hear about that. I did hear about that and everything with the inbox and everything, honey. And wait, hold on. Let me see. Wait, where is my thing? Is going this switchboard is real. Oh, wait, hold on. Because I got all of y'all on the phone line.
So,
what's
this thing?
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
So this breaking news report came across my airwaves while I was driving on I-95 on my way to New York City, honey. And I was wondering why we have not seen the pioneer icon R.R. Chanel. Okay? Well, allegedly, I'm going to say allegedly because I don't know, but when I get my source, all my sources and dot all my T's and cross my I's, I will definitely give y'all the full story. But allegedly, R.R. Chanel International is in jail, and he's in jail because some trade was over his house, Miss Thing, and he got the trade super high, and the trade was very intoxicated. And when the trade woke up, R.R. was sucking his dick. And the boy got R.R. locked up, and R.R. is now in jail for 3 months for sucking the child's dick because the child called the cops and got him locked up. That's why R.R. has not been on the radio. Fred Chanel, would you like to call in and comment, questions, concerns?
I'd just like to say I like thank everybody for loving me, whatever alleyway, whatever passageway you're going.
Kelly.
Oh, my.
Put down your fucking phone, bitch, and listen to me. You motherfucking bitch, you.
Well,
it's
I'm only
been a no holds barred situation. She did what she
well,
always.
Well, I'm only saying what they told me, and then I said really. They called my phone and they said this, and I said really, and they gave the ring. Yes, they gave the ring. He did that about 15 years ago, Miss Thing, and I gave the ring. Oh, really? I didn't know anything about that, and then they gave the ring. Yeah, Miss Thing, and then
Kelly, go underground, bitch.
Oh wait, hold on.
Kelly, go under. You know what? This is why I don't fuck with y'all hoes.
This is definitely true. And, oh, he's locked up in the same jail that I was locked up in, Miss Thing, in OBCC. The story is definitely true, Miss Thing, and it's right here, Miss Thing. And as y'all know, in New York City, Miss Thing, you don't get a mugshot picture of somebody. But his booking case number is definitely right here, Miss Thing, and his bail is definitely right here, Miss Thing, and everything is definitely right here. And black and white in front of me, Miss Thing, and he's locked up for assault felony, and it's a D felony, Miss Thing.
Oh, God.
And he has
wait,
been,
wait.
And he has
I'm
been, and he has
it,
been,
no.
in, he
on.
Has been
I'm
incarcerated on. Since July 25th, 2012, in OBCC facilities on Rackets Island.
That's right after his birthday.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So.
Okay,
and it's definitely out there. So Fred, would you like to comment on this, on the founding icon of your house, Miss Thing, and this whole situation? Fred, would you like to call in and talk about this?
What's that noise?
What's the cane? What's the tray? What's smoking?
Oh, wow.
Oh, so somebody. Sources said that just hitting me up, and they saying that the story that the girls gave me is not true. That he was smoking weed with the trade when the probation officer came and knocked on his door, Miss Thing, and he got a vow, and then the federal probation officer violated him. But yeah, I can tell he is definitely a violator because his number is a 41 214 number, and that's a violator's number. He doesn't have a new booking case number because booking case numbers in New York starts with 347 or 310. Baby, I've been in jail before, bitch. I know the team is saying, honey, when you freshly arrested, you get a 310 number or 346 number. That's your number, but he has a violator number, so he's definitely on federal violation. So, but you know, maybe we could definitely get a call in here. Maybe we definitely get a member from the House of Chanel to definitely call in here, honey. And you know,
wow.
Yeah, he wasn't smoking, but the trade was smoking around him. So you know, you can't have no drug interaction when you on parole. So Ms. RR is now. That's why he has not been on the show since everybody has been looking in. And somebody just hit me up. Somebody just hit me up and said, "What is going on with the House of Chanel? All of their members is being locked up." Well, Devon will be home in March. Honey, she get out March 14th.
Kelly, someone said, "Who got 10 that shouldn't have?"
Who got tens that shouldn't have? Y'all gotta give me the names. Y'all gotta give me the names or send me the pictures, Miss Thing, and I'll tell y'all. And I'll tell y'all which ones that I think they got tens or shouldn't have got tens, Miss Thing. If y'all send me the pictures or anything, because I don't remember them. Like you know,
Nicole,
offhand.
Who are some of the people that got tens that shouldn't have?
No, I don't remember them offhand, Miss Thing.
I
it was a lot of dogs.
Bitch, shut the fuck up.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking to me.
I seen the pictures and stuff. I really am not. I'm not even contesting them others. I'm totally in defense of my child.
Oh, wait. Hold on, Nicole. Hold on, Nicole. We got Atlanta number 404-698. You're live on the air.
I'm out of here.
Well, don't just say the question. I want to know who you didn't see that got 10.
Oh.
Okay.
I need to get to know because
this is the number one radio show, and I ain't hear no names. Robbie said earlier.
Oh, no, baby. Listen, let me tell y'all something, bitch. I ain't never been a bitch to bite my motherfucking tongue, Miss Thing, okay?
Okay,
and I'm going to be
Kelly,
honest with y'all, Miss Thing.
Wait, Kelly, since you've never been a bitch to bite your tongue, it just
Kelly, mute me for
inbox,
a minute, please.
Your father.
Mute you, okay.
Yeah, mute me.
Okay. Go ahead, Nicole. I mean, go ahead, Alexis.
Your father, Atlanta father, Donye.
What about him?
They say he should have got 10.
Okay. Well, he got his 10s, Miss Thing. And if I was up there, Miss Thing, I would have gave him my 10s, too. I think I'm going to be honest with you, Miss Thing. I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all. In my opinion of the situation, and I'm going to be real with y'all. I don't think that Donye is real, but I do think that Donye is pretty. But the judges gave him his 10s.
Hold on. Wait. Listen, hold on. Now, listen to what you just said. He's not real, but he's pretty, so he should be able to get his 10 for pretty boy realness. Not me.
No, the judges
hold
gave
on.
Him.
Personally, I don't have no problem with Donye. I really think he's a nice person. And he's not, I'm not going to say he's grand prize, but I do think he is his category because he's well kept. I mean, pretty boy realness is about a person that.
I don't understand.
What you said, son?
I'm still on here.
Yeah,
yes, Prince of Angels. You're still on.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't have no problem with him personally, but I did hear a lot of people complain that how did he get his 10s and
Well, we can't know how he got his 10. We can't know how he got his 10 and how Joel got chopped, Miss Thing, because Rich is not coming out and Rich is not speaking. The Mugliers is not allowed. They're allowed to listen to the show, but they're not allowed to comment on the show. So we don't know how this happened because Rich cannot speak out on the shows, Miss Thing. They can listen, but they can't speak. The only way we're going to know anything that happened with any of these 15 boys, they got chopped, and Rich speaks out, and Rich is not speaking out, so we can't know anything.
So the conversation is inadmissible then, because
Calloway
won't come to the light.
Yeah, the Mugliers is not allowed. They can listen to the show. It's just like the Garcons. They're allowed to listen to the show, but they're not allowed to publicly come and comment about anything that happens on these shows or in any of these chat rooms. If y'all look around, Miss Thing, you don't really barely see any comments from any of these houses. And when you see any comments from these houses, it's from the higher-ups, and they come and make a comment, and that's the only time they come and make their comments. And it's one comment, and they don't go back and forth with the girls.
Am I still on?
Yeah, you're still on. So, how are we going to get to the bottom of this? We can't get to the bottom. I can only give y'all my opinion on the people that won.
I feel like if if you're going to give Donye 10, he should have gave Jaden his 10, because Jaden is pretty well real. I'm sorry. Point blank. Like, there should have been something
said.
And I want to congratulate, Before you go there, I want to congratulate, because one Chanel went in and another Chanel came out. I want to congratulate Nico Chanel. He's home from jail. So congratulations to Nico. Now RR's gone.
She big cute.
Baby, I'm only giving a T. Nico's out, and now it's in.
Yes, welcome.
So Devonna come out, and then somebody else will go in.
Oh my God,
discuss
that business on the radio show.
So, yeah, but go ahead, Alexis.
No, I was just telling my son he got his chance. Don't worry about nobody else. Fall back. All right.
Yeah,
and
but
so
no. It was just a lot, Miss Saint. I wish I had all the pictures of them. I wish I had a lot of the pictures of them.
Whoa. Roger, what did you say?
I said you can participate in the category, and if the legendary Pre-Bow Williams was chopping people, we can get a participant that was actually on the floor to voice his opinion on the category as well.
Rodney, that's my child. He got his tens. Let him go. Okay?
Since Alexis doesn't want her son to talk, allegedly, I heard that the Chanels didn't want you to walk because they didn't think your effect was up to par. Since you on the phone, that's you.
Well, let me clarify.
Country.
No, country.
We didn't have to discuss what the category was calling for.
So it was kind of like they didn't want me to go out there and, like, you know what I'm saying, be questionable about, like, what my effect was bringing. That was the only thing about it. It was nothing big, nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? It was just everything was just, you know, they were just trying to get a better understanding of what the category was calling for.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, son. Thank you for calling in.
Don't do that. Why you gonna? Don't be shutting him off, honey. You not his mother right now. You a journalist.
I should get you in trouble. Mm-hmm.
You a journalist right now. Don't be shutting him off.
Son,
well, maybe. Somebody hit me up and said maybe the Chanels can definitely get some money together to bail RR out. His next court date is October 22nd, 2012.
But you said he's on a parole. How was their bail?
Baby, it says he has a bond on the thing. It says he has a bond. But if they bond him out on the other charges, because he definitely do have charges here. If they bond him out on these charges, he's gonna have a dollar hold from the for the parole hold. So he still won't get out if they bond him out.
Right. That's what I thought.
Okay, hold on, Jason. You're back.
Okay, Kelly. I've been trying to ask this question for a minute. What is the difference between pretty and handsome? Because I'm looking at some of these pictures, and some of these men are handsome, and some of them are pretty. Now, my definition of pretty, and this is my opinion, is when I look at somebody pretty, I'm looking at somebody like Prince, Michael Jackson. When I think of handsome, I'm looking at somebody like Lenny Kravitz, somebody a little more masculine, someone a little more harder. That's my definition of handsome.
My opinion of the situation, I go at it like how Tony go at it.
Okay.
They pretty enough that they can look like they can be in drags, Miss Thang.
Right, that's pretty boy to me.
Hello?
So when I look at, and it's no shade, James, I'm not being disrespectful to your house child. When I look at this picture and I look at this man dressed as Simba, I see someone handsome, someone rugged, someone rough. Now, I'm not saying he's unattractive. I'm just saying he looks handsome. He looks more masculine compared to if I was to see Corey or someone else in that outfit.
Well, Jason, the key to Pretty Boy Realness is you have to be pretty and also be real. Real means that if you look like you can get in drag, I don't think that's being real.
Okay.
That's far from it.
You have to be a masculine, clean cut, neat, always on. You understand a preppy type. You know how you look at some boys and you got a hood boy and you got this boy. You be like, you look at
and
him.
It's the structure of their face that you're trying to describe.
And
I'm
it should be
like
clean. And it should be. And I remember from back in the day, it was clean face. No hair on your face.
Real pretty looking. Their eyebrows, their eyes.
Right.
Okay, wait, hold on, y'all, because we got a lot of people that press one. Let's see. Hold on. 347-280, you're live on the air. 347-286, you're live on the air. Okay. 347-272, you're live on the air. 347-272, you're live on the air. Okay. Keisha, you're live on the air.
He to me is like Miguel, Genuine, Prince back in the days. Can't walk, but have some sort of feature, like pretty, you know.
And a shortcut, a rap joint.
Sorry?
Oh.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm so sorry. That's a caller phone. When I think of pretty, I think of Genuine back in the days. Miguel. Prince back in the days. Can't walk face but have some sort of feature that you say, wow, he's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
In the mirror. You can tell they stay in the mirror. Like you said, Michael Jackson back in the days. Not back in the days, but when he started doing the surgery, pretty. Handsome would be Shamar Moore, Tyson Beckford. They're not pretty, but they're handsome. That's my interpretation.
I still say that when you think of pretty boy realness, you think of a clean cut man. Like Marcus said, the alphas, the cowboys. You know, when you go to colleges and you see them, they are well put together.
But they're not all masculine either. Again, masculine is character.
Y'all keep forgetting about realness.
But you can be pretty and portray as being realness.
I'm trying to make pretty drag queens. I'm trying to make pretty a woman thing. And it's
right,
not a
that's
woman
what I'm saying.
Thing.
Y'all are forgetting about the realness aspect of the category.
And the category is pretty boy realness. So you are supposed to be able to look like a boy.
I got a question.
Look like some type of man.
I got a question for you. I got a question. What's the singer? He used to be in the house of Givenchy. Was he considered pretty to you? No, he's a singer now.
Singer.
He used to be Givenchy.
What's his name?
He's a singer now. Trey Songz. Was he pretty to you? I mean, he's handsome, he's cute, but was he pretty to you?
Yeah.
I mean, Jamal Moore is pretty now.
I think y'all are missing the whole concept of the realness. You have to be able, when you walk realness, you have to be able to look like a boy and not be able to spook their teeth. When I think of pretty boy realness, I think of the fraternities, the Kappas, the Alphas. They be so well put together, hairline be on point, their face be well cut. You know, everything is just so pretty and clean, neat, and put together. Realness.
Alexis, the only fraternity that was specified was the Kappas. The rest of them are not really pretty. The Kappas, yes.
Whichever one, I still think that when y'all say pretty, Michael Jackson, I would think, would be a drag queen to me.
Okay.
I think Shamar Moore would be pretty to me.
Shamar Moore is pretty to me.
Yes.
You understand?
I think
y'all are missing with the masculine aspect.
Right.
That's what I think everybody is forgetting about.
So, Alexa, is it safe to say with this generation, with pretty, they took it to another level? That's probably why we're confusing pretty with handsome. Because back in the day, they were pretty boys.
Is it safe to say that it's just today and people feel like
no,
they can
because
just do
the pretty boys
the
today,
they want?
The pretty boys today wear makeup. A lot of them are paint their faces.
Not let y'all do that. Not all of them.
No, not all of them.
Don't wear makeup.
No.
My son does not wear any makeup.
And Jaden doesn't wear it on a pretty boy on floor, no. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Oh.
So no, not
Nicole,
all pretty
Nicole,
boys
Nicole,
wear makeup.
Nicole, you have to clarify when you say not on the floor.
Wait, we're talking about face and we're not talking about the Kiki scene, okay? and I said it not on the floor, Kelly. Don't do it, bitch. I know exactly what I'm talking
not
about.
Not on the runway, but out in the public with the rest of the people. That's what then she said.
I know, but I said not on the floor. You heard what I said, Rodney. Kelly, you're not going to try my phone.
Hello.
Okay, Tony's back. Where was we at, Keisha? Okay, hold on. 347-413, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I definitely agree with Alexis and Keisha. Kelly, I disagree with you strongly about pretty boys should look like a drag queen, look like he should be able to get up and drag because, you know, you should also have a pretty face, but you should also be masculine, and you should have, you know, just a clean look, straight teeth, you know, beautiful skin or whatever, but you have a masculine look to you. You have a masculine appeal. So you should never look like you're ready to get up in drags. I disagree with that.
I'm going to agree with Jason, I think his name says.
Yeah,
that,
my father, Tony.
I'm going to agree to that because that's with everyone missing the point. Every pretty boy that's walking, and this is my opinion, everyone that's walking, they should be walking masculine face. A full beard and all of that does not make you pretty. Okay, and that's just real. That's just how it was back in the day. I think Rich was the first masculine, like with a full beard, to be doing that. And when Rich was walking, I had a problem with that also.
Yeah, you stopped him.
And honestly, that's how pretty. They took pretty, pretty boy, and just switched it. I mean, they took masculine and switched it to pretty boy. A pretty, you barely. Everyone that's walking pretty boy do not have a pretty face. That misses the point of the meaning of pretty. And once all the judges get the true meaning of pretty, then the category will be judged right.
Mm. 347. Oh wait. Oh hold on. 267-902. You're live on the air.
Word.
Hello, everybody. Kelly, Rodney, Alexis, Tony.
Hey, what's up?
It's Nikki. I just wanted to say the fucking show is hot like fire tonight. Love it. Just listening in.
Thank you, Nicole, for just listening in.
How's everyone?
We're finding yourself. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Kelly,
yes.
Someone just said it like
Kelly,
this.
Kelly, you are giving me what I want tonight, Kelly.
Thank you.
Yes.
Nicole, I mean, Alexis, what'd you say?
Somebody just said, hold on, let me read it to you. First they said, I got me a new Lamborghini Marcielago.
Oh,
and tell Kelly I love her sexy new hairdo. The blonde and black does it for her.
Yes, Kelly, I love that cut on you.
Thank you, Mother Brian Fasachi for doing my hair. Thank you.
Yes, very nice on you.
Thank you, thank you, Nicole.
I'm gonna borrow your Lamborghini.
Ooh.
Oh no! If I'm gonna get a Lamborghini, baby, I want the real thing, honey. And I want to take and do my I want my video. I want to be at the dealership, Miss Thing, and I want ballroom throwbacks there when I'm paying them for it. And I want the girls to see me coming off the lot with it. I don't want nothing that's been crashed up. I don't want nothing that's been custom made, Miss Thing, that looks like
a Lamborghini. And you're not gonna have a tub with the U-Haul, right?
Yeah, no, baby. I'm driving straight off the lot with her, honey, and I'm going to drive her where she needs to go. And if she can't drive there, honey, I'm going to fly her on a plane, baby. I don't want nothing that looks like a Lamborghini on the outside, Miss Thing, but a Toyota Corolla on the inside.
What's the argument about it? Is it not a Lamborghini? Is it impossible? Like, what's the is it not true? What's the argument about it? Or the thing?
Child, that's a Lamborghini, honey. That was
a
kit.
Oh, shit.
They said somebody
just. That was a Pontiac with a kit.
Somebody just inboxed me, and they said, Miss Thing, that wasn't a Lamborghini, Nicole. They said that was something that you get out of a motherfucking Applejack box. Miss Milan, oh my God, hold on. Hold on, because y'all know. Miss Milan, you can't take me, Mr. You know what, Miss Thang, you know what I'm going to do for y'all? This is what I'm going to do for y'all. Milan, you can't motherfucking take me. You can't date me. You want to take and you want to sit here and you want to put up these fake pictures that somebody photoshopped, Miss Thing, and put my face to the picture, Milan. Okay, Milan, bitch, I will never, ever, and my sister Alexis, my sister Nicole has seen me naked, Miss Thing. My stomach has no splits in it, Milan. These tits are 48. And no, this is in his little chat room, Miss Thing. My tits, Milan, is a 48 double D, Miss Thing. Those A cup tits that they have sitting there, Milan, in the picture, Miss Thing, that would never, ever be me. The difference between me and yourself, Milan, is I'm classy. I'm not trashy, Miss Thing. I don't need to take and have credentials to speak for myself, Miss Thing. You want to sit here and you want to make fake profiles and all types of things and crop pictures and make pictures into what you want them to be, Milan? Like I said, Miss Thing, without mentioning my name on your show, without mentioning my name in your room, Miss Thing, your show will be nothing. It's nothing without mentioning a bitch like me. You need your lackeys and your groupies, Miss Thing, to come along and Miss Thing and make you feel like you a man, Miss Thing, when you're less than motherfucking dog shit, Miss Thing. Your Wikipedia page is fake, Miss Thing. Your ass is fake, Miss Thing. Your chest is fake, Miss Thing. Your car is fake, Miss Thing. And that motherfucking one couch that you got in your apartment and that bed that's on those box springs and motherfucking mattress that you just got fucked on the other day from that child from motherfucking BGC, Miss Thing, you don't ever want a fucking day to play with me. Every credential about myself in these 19 years, come October 22nd, the day RR goes to court, Miss Thing, has always been real. I never had to do anything to make myself seem better or less than what I am, Miss Thing. And when you learn that, Miss Thing, you will be a better off person, Miss Thing. And like I said last night in my video that's coming out on Boardroom Throwbacks, yourself and Temperance, it's the downfall of the House of Manolo Blahnik. They was doing fine without y'all being in that motherfucking house. The house was doing good. They had their kids that were traveling from state to state. The House of Blahnik has so much negativity and so much negative press and PR going on to that house because you two gnats came in that motherfucking house and fucked it up, Miss Thing. You don't even think about the House of Blahnik scholarship anymore because y'all two gnats is over there fucking it up. Now, you have a nice day. And you suck this motherfucking dick, faggot.
Wow.
And I thank you for reaching the fuck out.
Wow.
Oh my God. Kelly, that was not you. You can obviously see that's not you. Okay.
Honey. Baby, the girls, y'all want a naked picture? Y'all want a naked picture of me so motherfucking bad, Miss Thing, girl? Bitch, you know what I'm gonna do for you, Milan? Since you want that picture, Milan, I got a cigarette right now in my hand, Miss Thing. I'm gonna lay across my queen size bed and I'm gonna take that motherfucking picture, Milan, with this cigarette, Miss Thing, and I'm gonna slick my hair back and put my ponytail on and I'm gonna post it up just so you can have it, Miss Thing, because you want a picture of me so bad, Miss Thing. I think you want to beat your motherfucking dick off to my motherfucking picture, bitch. Because if you got to ask for a picture of a bitch like me, Miss Thing, girl, bitch, please, Miss Thing. You keep me popular, Milan. You keep me in the motherfucking news, Miss Thing, honey.
Wait a minute,
girl,
Kelly.
The girl. Yeah.
Kelly, I'm going to need you not to
Kelly.
Say
yeah, don't do that. Kelly, I got to say something. It's funny because I was talking to my sister, Niambi, and I said, that ain't Kelly. That photo was Photoshop.
It is Photoshop. The girls is just mad. But every picture that I have of everybody that's up and that's on my blog, it's the real pictures. I don't Photoshop. I don't crop pictures together. I don't do none of that. I don't know how to make pictures into collages and all types of those things of that nature. I do them all. Milan, you need to stop playing with me, Miss Thing, because before I put your BGC name out there and your Alpha Adam name out there also, Miss Thing, because I have all those links to all of that, Miss Thing. And I also have your motherfucking address, faggot, with the apartment, bitch, and I will post it all over, Miss Thing, with your number, with your address, and post up a motherfucking ad on my American Express card because I never leave home without it. And I will post ads every motherfucking day with your address telling boys to come to your house because it's a fuck party, bitch. Now play with me if you want to, faggot.
Oh, my God.
Okay? Y'all want to play? Bitches, I'm going to show you bitches. I'm going to show you bitches how to motherfucking play if you want to play with me, bitch. I will be in L.A. in less than 48 hours. Do you want to really play with me? Ask my sister Nicole. She will tell you, Miss Saint. Bitch, I will send the coroner, the motherfucking fire department, and everything to your motherfucking house, bitch, to pick up your motherfucking body, bitch. Okay? You get no sleep while I'm in motherfucking L.A., bitch, if you want to play with me. Ask Nicole. She'll tell you, Miss Saint, bitch. I'll send everybody to your house, Miss Saint. I'll call the cops, bitch, and give them your address, faggot, and tell them it's a 1013, and it's an officer down, bitch, and they're going to come up and you're going to wake up with guns to your motherfucking head, bitch. Don't fucking play with me, pussy, okay? Because you girls don't want to play with me, mistake. I'll give you bitches my motherfucking address and everything, and y'all can try to send the cops here because the girls did that when I ran up in their hotel room. Nobody comes out to this motherfucking apartment here. Bitches, to ADT calls my house phone to verify anything. So I'll give y'all my address. Y'all can call the cops and send whoever y'all want to send here, baby. I have everything. I have life alert. Okay? Now play with me, bitch. You won't get no sleep when I touch down in L.A. We can play this game if you want to, because I'll be in L.A. in less than 48 hours. So let's play, faggot. You want to see how you want to play Facebook Wars, bitch? I'll take it to the motherfucking streets. Now play with me if you want to.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Why did y'all do this? Why?
Because I don't like these children playing with me. Hold on, Tony, you're back on the air. We have another caller. 267-324, you're live on the air.
Kelly, wow, you gave me heart palpitations. It was over. That was too much. Anyway, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to everyone tonight on the line and to let you guys know that Mr. Howard Davenport from RuPaul's Drag Race Season 2 is no longer with us, and a big shout out to her. God bless.
Oh, what happened?
It's being confirmed by all the cast members that she passed around 11 o'clock tonight, and she's no longer
Hello.
With us.
Mm. Hey, which Sahara? Which one?
She was the one that was dating Manila Luzon.
Oh, okay. The skinny one. Okay. Ooh.
Her. In the in season
Sahara Davenport.
Cause
yeah.
I was
yeah.
This is what it was Deja and Sahara. They were both dancers and they always perform. Okay, Sahara. Ooh.
Oh, God rest her soul. Am I still on?
Yeah,
yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Yes.
Oh. Wow.
Well, Rodney, you want to talk about another grand prize?
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I came over.
I'm going to talk about you here. I want to definitely give a big shout-out to the grand prize winner, Torrance Christian. You definitely made an impact on Saturday. You definitely made everyone know it. Definitely give a shout-out to Mousy, Lucy Lou, BJ, Chicken Milan, Tyshawn Milan. Who else was out there? Can't remember who else was out there. But y'all definitely woke the building up for streetwear. Y'all definitely made me proud to say I walked streetwear. Y'all definitely upping the ante, stepping the game up. It was definitely wonderful to see just the camaraderie and the competition, the sturdiness, the fern, the reeds on the floor, just everything. It was just real, real hype. And some of the people that actually walk urban in high fashion should look at it. So when I am judging, when I stand up and give my tens, you'll know why I'm doing it as opposed to me looking at you for a long time and deciding if I want to give you a 10 or not.
Work.
Oh, so that's what that means when you look at them for long. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Kelly, let me ask a question. What was the the problem with Pretty Prodigy, and was someone questioning his status? What happened with him?
Kelly is, I don't think, just on the phone. But Rocky,
I'm on the phone. I'm right here. I was at a y'all talk. I'm sitting over here smoking my cigarette, honey.
This is the story that I got.
Is my father on the phone
still, Tony?
Dad? Oh no, Tony. Tony call dropped. Maybe Tony will call back in.
Did he question his Debrian status?
Someone did. Monty. I think Monty Christian did. Someone did.
Debrian is legend.
Debrian.
He's legend.
Oh.
Okay. At least no one on this show
told me. Nicole.
Well, these are the questions that people brung up. That people brung up at the ball. They brung up these questions at the ball, honey. And so, you know, they wanted to know who deemed these people legend. And they said that Pretty said that Kool-Aid was the one that deemed him legend. And Kool-Aid said she never deemed him legend. And then you had people that was on the sideline and they was reading and saying, well, nobody never deemed Prince a legend. He came out and walked the category. And since he got 10 for the category, then he was legends because that's the way it was done back in the days. And so, you know, it was just a whole, you know, roof rot with the whole situation.
Before I allow Dante to even put Pretty Name on that list of people that had the invitees, I asked them that they, she wasn't even back a project at the time. She was in the lure. But me just like, well, you don't want to put people's name on the flyer that would be questioned or people have issues with. So he said, well, let me call around and verify that Pretty was deemed. And at least 10 people said it was a ball in Boston that Salvin did. Now, I know since I mentioned her name, she should be calling in shortly, but I'm just going by what was told to me.
On the videotape, you're not saying anything wrong. It's on YouTube. You can go.
Did it in Boston. So, and that was, a while ago. So, I didn't know what was the issue at the ball about it. And then if she wasn't a legend, she definitely showed you why she should be. That's all I want to say.
Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hello?
Yes.
I was trying to put it in my English. Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I thought I could put it in my English.
You know, I try to be nice. I don't normally take prior calls, but I try to be nice. I had to get rid of her. Now she's gonna 513-687. You're live on the air. You're gone. We don't have time to be playing with y'all girls. So we're gonna get. We hopefully Tony will call back in, and we can talk about that about the legendary and the girls. And hopefully, if Beverly's out there, she's listening from Oakland, she'll definitely call in if she doesn't have her hands full. But she don't have her hands full, you know. But on other notes, let's talk about the private caller. We're not taking your call. I tried, bitch, and we're not. You know, I don't play that, Miss Singh. Call in tomorrow night on the London and the Tea Party cast. They like playing with the private callers and reading y'all. I don't have time for y'all. Okay. On other notes, it was definitely a couple of altercations that happened at the ball. La Asia Milan had a fight on the sideline where the stage is normally set up at. She had a fight with some Butch Queen. I don't know the Butch Queen's name. I was trying to get his name, Miss Thing. And she wore the Butch Queen out, Miss Thing. It was really quick and really fast, Miss Thing. And she wop, Miss Thing, to be a little Vogue femme child. She whopped that child real up real quick, Miss Thing. By the time Harold had a chance to call security and everything, Miss Thing, La Asia done dipped into the crowd, Miss Thing. The other boy, they done swept him up, Miss Thing. And the fight was over with and it was done. It was real quick and real simple, Miss Thing. Miss Laisha did not play with that child, Miss Thing. She definitely did wop that child up, honey. And then on other... go ahead.
Granddaddy, I need you to call back in. I have a question.
Yes, Tony, if you out there listening, call back in. Or if anybody by Tony, please have Tony call back in because they have some questions they would like to ask Tony. Then on other notes, Alexis' son, Champ Blahnik, smacked the shit out of...
Alone.
Well, baby, listen. Champ, he was definitely a champ that night, Miss Thang. Tap came over to him, Miss Thang, and came over to speak to him and, you know, to give him love, Miss Thang. And Champ definitely did smack the shit out of her, Miss Thang. And Tap was no longer seen for the rest of the night, Miss Thang. She exited the building very graciously. He went back to his hotel room and he exited the building, Miss Thang. I did get that, I did see that slap that did happen, Miss Thang, and it was very quick, 1, 2, 3 slap, like the Liasia situation, Miss Thang. You know, no security was called because nobody really didn't get into it, and Tap left the building. On other notes, Miss Thang, oh, yes, I like the sound effects. On the other notes, Anthony X Khan, X Ebony, X Ebony, X X Carrera, now Revlon, definitely did get the shits, well, he didn't get smacked, but security, him and Lawrence Chanel was outside in the parking lot, and they was definitely arguing, and security told them to take that bullshit someplace else and stop arguing. Lawrence then proceeded to tell Anthony, come on, let's go, and not take this no waste. Anthony still was arguing and everything. Security then maced the both of them. They both got in the car. Anthony sped off first and stopped at the gas station to get some water or something to definitely, you know, get the stuff out of his face and everything. And then Lawrence and his rod proceeded to come around the corner and seen Anthony at the gas station cleaning his face. Lawrence jumped out the car and whooped Anthony's ass at the BP gas station. Lawrence then jumped back in the car and left. They said Anthony was at the gas station and he was bawling in tears, Miss Thang, because he already had gotten maced and then he got his ass whooped by motherfucking Lawrence, Miss Thang. That's all the violence and ballroom news for this weekend. And I am the legend. Okay.
I can't with you, girl.
What? I'm just being real. Oh, somebody sent me the link. When Beverly Deem Kool-Aid, and it's here. I don't know how to copy it. Can you put the link in the chat room? Because I don't know how to copy it from here, and I don't want to open it up right now, so everybody can see it. They definitely did send the link here from where he was definitely deemed. Okay.
Somebody should have told Milan that the sex island was 4,000, and that Kadan was definitely the building waiting for Milan for Foot Nine, since she did say she was going to see him at the next ball. He was definitely waiting there with receipts, certificates of identity, and everything else you needed.
Come on, Kadan.
Yes, Kadan was definitely in the building with his receipts, baby, and he was not having it with the girls, honey.
Another win for Foot and Eyewear, Kadan Milan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's okay.
Charles Christian woke it up for, what it was, Legendary Performance?
Legendary Performance. 202-446, you're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly? This is Monty. Hey, Roddy,
hey,
how
Monty.
Y'all doing?
Hey,
what's going on, Monty?
What happened? I heard about the Lord Damien thing, but I really wasn't really, really, really challenging, you know, because he vogued down. It was just the little legend part. It was just right after that little part with Pretty. Yeah. And, you know, Daybrand vogues down. I live. I even have a personal relationship with Daybrand. It wasn't anything personal. However, I just didn't know, and I apologize, you know, after the fact when he said who deemed him. I said, well, go ahead and vogue. It wasn't no big discrepancy. It's just that, you know, the thing, you know, times have changed. You don't need to be voguing, I guess, for 10 years or, you know, do that stuff no more to be legend. So, you know, I apologize to him, but, you know, he ain't really going to hear what I had to say. So that was all. But other than that, the ball was great. I really enjoyed it. It was always
a came out as well, so it was definitely good for you guys there, the ball competing.
Yeah, the ball was hot. So I just came, you know, I just got off of work, so I just had to call in. I heard the little part about the little Daybrand part, so, you know, I had to call in. But other than that, man, I appreciate y'all coming to D.C., everybody who came to D.C. on behalf of D.C., we appreciate y'all. It wasn't no Christian function, but on behalf of D.C., ballroom, I appreciate everybody. Hope everybody made it home safely. There was no accidents, no travels. It's always a pleasure when everybody come through. Even a little mini function last night wasn't as crowded as it could have been, but it was a great function. It was a lot of icons and legends in the building. And we had a blast.
Yes, we did.
Got my life. Kelly came through. ain't do no shows, she ain't battle nobody, she ain't knock nobody.
You know, I was very nice. I was very nice, but, you know, I'm over here working. I'm over here. I'm over here definitely working. Hold on. Hold on. I'm definitely working, honey.
Who deemed Gabriel?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Don't
no,
worry. It's
Dabrian,
coming down.
No,
it's coming
no.
down because I don't want the girls to get my page. I don't want the
no,
girls to
Dabrian,
get my page spammed, honey.
So
I had to get it out of my phone. Now, Milan, you want to play with me, Miss Thang, girl, and you want to continue to sit and you want to continue to read, Miss Thang. And I keep telling you, every time you open your motherfucking pictures on BGC or you send out a picture on Adam for Adam, Miss Thang, bitch, I'm going to get it. And now I'm about to blog another motherfucking picture of you, Miss Thang. And I have a whole lot of them, Miss Thang. You don't know how many girls that I have this out there, Miss Thing, that know you, that you hit up and you let them fuck you in your nasty fucking unfake motherfucking ass that you had to get pumped, Miss Thing. And whoever just seen the picture that posted on my timeline, yeah, it's down now, but I'm just definitely about to add it to my motherfucking blog since I need to smut another bitch out, Milan. And I got five more in different poses with your asshole and everything open. And I'm going to continue to smut you out, Miss Thing. Leave me the fuck alone. You don't want to play with me, Miss Thing. You have fake pictures that you have to make. I have real pictures, Miss Thang, bitch. Don't play with me, faggot. I keep telling you bitches, do not fucking play with me, Miss Thang. I got so many fucking emails of girls that I have not put out yet, Miss Thang, but I'm going to put them out. I've been trying to be nice and lay back on you motherfucking girls, but since Milan wants to play, not everybody has to suffer since Mr. Christopher wants to play. Okay?
Oh,
now I'm going to open my email and I'm going to be up, Miss Thang, all night long, Miss Thang. And I'm going to be blogging shit, Miss Thang, and posting shit all night long, Miss Thang. Because every time Miss Milan Christopher knocks on my door, somebody else in ballroom is going to have to suffer every time Mr. Christopher knocks on my fucking door.
Post it now, Kelly. Post it now.
I am. Hold on. I'm trying to get my phone. Honey, I'm trying to get my phone.
Nicole,
to get my phone to stop ringing. Honey,
Nicole.
I'm just asking the question: who deemed Adrian?
Y'all girls been shaking the table all night on this phone. I just want y'all to know.
No, we're gonna shake the table. We're gonna continue.
Adrian said that RR deemed him, and James Khan deemed him.
Well, we can't ask RR right now because she's in Jamaica. Okay. Mr. Milan Brown wants to keep playing with me, Miss Thang. And since he wants to keep playing with me, Mr. Brown wants to keep playing with me, I'm going to put her brown ass all on my motherfucking blog since Mr. Brown wants to keep playing with me.
Nicole.
Yes.
Milan. Gabriel was deemed at the D up ball. They never said what category, but they did deem him at that ball.
Okay.
I need Tony on this phone.
Yeah, could we get him on the phone?
I have a question in my inbox that with over 7 icons on the stage.
Let's have some in the act. Please get Tony on the line.
Yeah, I need to ask Brenda something.
Well, with somebody could have the stage wet.
They said Dabrian was. Hold on, let me open it back up.
Hold on. While you do that, everybody that's hitting me up and they want the link for my blog, I'm posting the link in the room right now in the official ballroom group. The link is up in the official ballroom for the blog.
Oh wait, I need this blog.
In the official ballroom group, the link is up for the blog, Miss Thang. And everybody else, and all you girls, and all of these fake profiles, and all of these fake... Let me tell you girls, before you go into that, Nicole, and we try to get Tony back on the line, all of you girls with all of these fake profiles, Miss Thang, and these fake things that's hitting me up and asking to be friends with me on Facebook and everything, I accept everybody on Facebook, Miss Thang, because, you know, I'm a radio personality. So I accept everybody, Miss Thang. For all of you girls that try to come with your fake profile and all of these 2 and 3 pictures and all types of things and talk about, add me to the group, Miss Thang, y'all must be thinking I'm a dumb motherfucking faggot, Miss Thang. I've been doing this way longer than any of you motherfucking bitches. I know a fake profile when I smell one, Miss Thang. It's just like I know motherfucking bad pussy before I go up in it, Miss Thang, bitch, okay?
Kelly!
So you bitches with these fake profiles, stop coming with these fake profiles. Y'all will never get into my room, Miss Thang. My room's been open for over a month. Y'all will never get into my room. Y'all will never get invited into my room. So stop hitting me up asking me about the room. No, y'all will not get in the room. The 90 people that's in the room is people that I trust and elite people, and everything goes up in them is thing, and we talk about everything and read the girls and all type of thing. Y'all will not get in the room. So stop trying to ask me to get in the room, Miss Thing. Thank you very much, and I thank y'all for reaching out.
It's no
okay. No, they can go to ballroom. They can go to ballroom smut. They can go to ballroom smut, and they can see what I have up there, Miss Thing. But it's way much more on in the room than it is in ballroom smuts.
I'm not in this room. What?
Yes, you are in the room.
Listen, I went to ballroom smut. You said the link is right here.
Yeah, that's ballroom smut. That's the link for the blog.
Oh, you didn't put the picture up yet, then?
No, I didn't put the picture up yet. I'm about to go log in right now, and I'm about to put the new picture up right now. I'm logging in right now. I had to make my statement, but I'm about to put the new picture up right now. I'm logging in as we speak.
You're not B. You don't have shit. So you're better than you, and so there's not enough to the ballroom. Years before I came to Atlanta, I pretty good. You to claim retirement 3 times.
Okay.
Your show is a run on, send us a mouse, and they're always a delicate.
Okay, add image. Okay. Okay, let me see. Let me go down here to publish.
I'm groups. My show is just.
Okay.
Is this about Gabriel that you read in, Alexis?
No, I'm reading Milan, Reed, and Kelly.
Is he still reading her?
They
yeah, she's still reading me.
They never said what category, but they did deem him at the ball with over 7 icons on the stage.
Okay. Milan new pictures up on Ballroom Smuts if y'all would like to go see it, Miss Thang. Honey. Milan, keep reading, Miss Thang, girl. That's what you want, Milan. This is what Milan wants. This is what Milan wants to everybody that's in the A-list and everybody that listens to this show, Miss Thang, and listens to her show. Milan, what she wants, Miss Thang, is for everybody, for her to go and put up a picture or put up a status about me and have everybody in her room sit and read, Miss Thang. Bitch, I don't need to sit behind a phone. I don't need to sit behind a phone, Miss Thang, and read anybody. Any opinion that I have about anybody or anything, I don't need to sit on Facebook and do that, Miss Thang. I'll say it to their face, Miss Thang. And I respect anybody, Miss Thang, that has any opinion or anything to say about me if you say it to my face. No, I'm not going to knock you or anything. That's your opinion, just like it's your asshole. Everyone has one, Miss Thang. Nothing's fake about me, Miss Thang. I'm real with everything that I motherfucking do. From my me sniffing motherfucking K, Miss Thang, to me sniffing coke, Miss Thang, to popping pills, Miss Thang, to having a cocktail, Miss Thing, to wanting to suck dick sometime or fuck some motherfucking pussy, Miss Thing. I'm real about every motherfucking thing I do, Miss Thing. I don't have nothing to hide about anything. Everything about me is motherfucking real, Miss Thing. I got my titties pumped. I got my face done. I got my cheeks done. I got my lips done. I got my motherfucking nose done, Miss Thing. I have been here 19 years. Come next month, bitch. Ain't nothing never been fake or raw or fake about me at all, Miss Thing. I used to be a not, Miss Thing, and I came from being a not, Miss Thing, to being this bitch that has a lot of power, Miss Thing, and I have a voice that everyone loves to hear, Miss Thing. I'm a comedian, Miss Thing, and I pin on a motherfucking show. So whatever you bitches think about me, I give 2 fucks about what you think about me, because at the end of the motherfucking day, Kelly Unique Knight Hunter is who I am, Miss Thing. Kelly Mizrahi is a motherfucking personality, and that's all it is, Miss Thing. Milan, you a fake-ass motherfucking bitch, Miss Thing. You're just as fake as your motherfucking name, Mr. Brown. Now go shit on somebody, Brownie.
This ballroom selecting is for motherfucking I never saw this a day in my life. Oh my god.
Well.
Oh god.
Why are you gagging, Nicole?
I never, you know, I don't look at this type of stuff. Oh my god.
She need a drink.
Yes, I need what? Oh my!
You need a drink,
more.
Nicole.
This Jason, I need more. The people that's on here. Oh
now, and it's no shade. It's no shade to all of the different personalities and all the different things. Let's see how many people go along and jumps on Milan bandwagon and wants to sit and read me with Milan because they have nothing else better to do but sit and read me with Milan. Okay. So let's go see how many people is going to go and how many, you know, comments is going to get up to, because that's what Milan needs to do, Miss Thing. But you can take it, you can voice your opinion. You can say whatever you want to say about Kelly. And Kelly doesn't make a post about you, Milan, and have people sit and read you and everything. But if you want, that's what you want to do, because that what make your room popular is you talking about me and pinning up pictures, Miss Thing. Go ahead, Miss Thing. And stop posting the same thing, Miss Thing. If you want to do something different, Miss Thing, get another picture, Miss Thing. And Photoshop another picture, Miss Thing. Stop posting up the same shit, Miss Thing. I don't repeat. I never been a repeater. I never been a repeater, Milan. You never see me with a repeat hairdo, a repeat gown, or anything repeat, and none of my pictures are repeat. I always put up fresh, new, and innovative things, Milan. So please stop with your repeats, Milan. If you're going to do something, Milan, get something fresh, get something new. I know you're out there listening, Miss Honey.
Why would
you love this show, Miss Thing. You can't live without this.
Wait, why is Johnny the only one on this page?
What'd you say?
Why Johnny's the only one on this
thing?
I don't want to see
Johnny,
that.
Johnny is the only femme queen. Johnny's is the only femme queen up there. And I'm going to be honest with you, Washi. Johnny's is the only femme queen up there. Johnny's is the only femme queen. Because it seems like every time Milan, Christopher, Brown, Blonick wants to make a post or comment, Johnny's is the first person up there rotting her motherfucking dick, Miss Thing. And she always has something to say. And I don't understand how could you rot somebody's dick when somebody motherfucking belittled you, Miss Thing, in front of everybody that she had in her room, Miss Thing, and read you and called you all types of names, Miss Thing, and then disrespect you on her show. But then a couple of weeks later, Miss Thing, after this person disrespected you and humiliated you the way he did in front of everybody, and then kicked you out of his room, Miss Thing, you ride his dick so fucking hard, Miss Thing, and you have so much to say when it comes to motherfucking Kelly. When you and Kelly is not even on the same motherfucking level at all, Miss Thing. And there's no shade to a lot of these girls out here, Miss Thing. It's a lot of these girls out here, Miss Thing, that was out before me, Miss Thing, before I came out, Miss Thing, and I have superseded and passed them in so many fucking aspects in ballroom, and they just can't take me. So she rides him so hard. So since she rides him, Miss Thing, I want everybody in the world to see what she's working with.
Oh, Jamika is the grand prize winner.
Kelly, I'm about to hang up. I will be on tomorrow. Good night, everybody. Alexis, I'll see you tomorrow night on the tea party. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Jason. We got another caller, 843-703. You're live on the air.
My thing is
843-703. You're live on the air.
A red line. I think Tony and Camaro have this new bond or thing now. They either have Tony would have never come prior to that happen. He wouldn't say what come out and Camaro wouldn't know. I don't got Tony doing that. I'm not saying he won't come out to the Revlon, but I also want to come Camaro told me, this is what me and Camaro had
Hello.
Thanks for reaching out.
Hey, Econ, you might as well press one again. You're live.
Econ.
Overseer Econ Manolo Blahnik.
Yeah.
Econ, are you there? Hello. Hello. Econ. Hold on. Econ. Wait, hold on, because I'm about to make it hot this thing. Hold on. Yeah, hold on. Let me flash Econ, get her off the switchboard, and then let me call her number back. Honey, because Econ was just, Econ was just giving that child so much, like he was just so concerned about it and everything was saying, and now it's a whole other side of the story here on the, when we listening to him on the sala. Miss Saying, girls, I keep telling y'all, Miss Saying, girl, well, y'all press one, Miss Saying, honey, hold on, let's see if we get Econ back on the phone.
Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Hello. I don't think he was gonna answer.
Hey.
Econ.
Hey.
Hey, Econ, you're back on the air. We already heard the whole conversation because somebody pressed one and everything. So, like, now, would y'all like to elaborate on the conversation that everybody in ballroom just heard?
Yeah, basically, you know, and first of all, I don't know how we pushed one, so I don't know how we got on, but the thing about that, me and I was having a conversation, was about the situation with Antonio. I fully support what Temperance Milan and what Camaro said. Like you said, Camaro has a lot going on, and for a member in the house to feel that they can just up and just leave and not be, you know, have any kind of care and concern about what somebody is going through is wrong. I feel like the way in which he handled it was wrong. Yeah, he did what he had to do, and that's fine. But in support of the house and in support of Camaro, he did it the wrong way. Camaro, Mon, Tempest, all the overalls, but they're the only ones in the house. You had Lady there, myself, and Aura, and he could have called any one of us and had a conversation with us prior to doing that. That wasn't done the right way, and that's how I feel. I'm sticking to it.
Okay, but Camaro, but I mean, it's not Camaro, I mean Econ, but he, Milan specifically said that he had things to do on one hand, then on that same hand turned around and said on his show that if he knew that the category was $1,000, he would have been there to walk.
Well, and he did say that, and I actually heard that, and I'm not, you know, and I cannot defend, you know what I'm saying, what Milan said in terms of if he would have been there, had it been for $1,000, I mean, for all I know, Milan could have just been joking when he said that, but at the end of the day, Milan wasn't there, Temperance wasn't there, Camaro wasn't there, but Antonio still had other leaders that was there and supporting him and the house, and waiting until we get to a ball to try to tell us, you know, that he was going to do that is what I feel is wrong. I'm not up here to bash him, and that's not my style or whatnot, I'm just in support of Camaro in this, and when I feel like in the ballroom scene, when leaders and people have things going on, you know what I'm saying, we can't be at every single ball, and for somebody to get beside themselves and to say, well, I'm going to leave because such and such wasn't here to support me is wrong. You know, Jay is the father, is the founding father of this house. I would not want to sit here and be like, well, if Jay is not here to support me or to be by my hand when I'm walking for $1,000 or whatever, that I'm going to leave the house. That's a disrespect to everybody else in the house, and it's not right, in my opinion. Especially
Alexis
with not knowing
exactly
what was going on.
I don't have any comment on that.
Okay, well, Econ, thank you. Thanks for reaching out.
All right.
Okay. Baby, I just love how when the girls be on the phone lines and, honey, they phone accidentally come on, Miss Saying, honey, or they press one, Miss Saying, and they whole conversation be out there, Miss Saying, you just listen to their whole conversation, Miss Saying. It just be a key, honey. It be a key, honey. Bitch, but what else? Oh, and I want to say congratulations. I don't know where Tony is. I guess Tony's not calling back. And I want to say congratulations to Santonio Revlon for definitely being in the $1,000 club now for winning Sex Siren.
Okay.
It was definitely sexy with the whole situation. I definitely got to give a big shout out to Rio Prodigy. I just think he is just a dark chocolate Hershey bar, honey. Mm-mm-mm. I don't like dark-skinned men, honey, but I would definitely fuck him up, honey. What you were saying, Alexis?
Rodney.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me ask you a question, Uncle. I wanted to ask Granddaddy because they said that he was the one that did it. The question came across my inbox. What is Anthony and Andre legendary for?
You know what? I'm going to call him. I should call his name out and from your inbox, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be respectful tonight.
Say
it again.
Call it.
Riddle the Twist and Schoolboy.
Okay, so they both were deemed legendary for both categories?
To my knowledge, yes.
Okay. That's what I want to know. But they said Tony was the one who deemed them, so that's what I wanted to ask. That's all.
Right, but I would go for clarity from Tony, and at the ball, as well as with Dave Grant, he was deemed at the D.I. ball, but they didn't say Schoolboy or Olway, but I think based on his more dominance of Olway, everybody just said Olway, so I would be just going with Olway because that's, you know.
Okay.
Why did everybody just get quiet?
Okay.
So speaking of Olway, I also want to say November 10th in New York City, Western Land Ball Part 2, where Olway is the grand prize.
Hold on. Wait, Uncle. Repeat that for the listeners one more time. Because the rumor in the streets, I saw.
We talked about it last night,
and I was read down because I brought this.
Hold on, Alexis, before you go there.
Harold,
if you're listening, call in. Go ahead.
I was read down because I don't know how I got back to James or anything, that I brought the situation up. And I clearly said to Rodney on the tape, when you would see the aftermath, after we done on the camera, I want to talk to you about something. And then somebody walked past, I'm not going to say their name, if Rodney want to say their name, or if they want to call back in and say, and somebody walked past and they said, y'all need to talk about that ball is being transferred to D.C. And so that's the only reason why I brought it up, because somebody said it on tape. And then it was just a whole big thing, and the girls went and said anything. And that's how it came out on tape, and me and Rodney discussed it on tape with season and everything, and we clarified the situation. Go ahead, Rodney.
November 10th in New York City, the Bronx, What's in the Name Part 2, where $1,000 Olway is not just legendary performances, the actual Olway. Everybody who walks Olway is entitled and will be provided ample opportunity to bring your talent and your performance on the runway. As long as you bring the category correctly, you will be scored accordingly. No half-ass effect. Just because you're a legend or icon does not mean, and I just like they said, you have to earn a 10. Just because you vote, would not be given a 10. This is Jane and Rodney's ball, so our rules apply. If you don't think your performance is up to par, don't show up.
Don't forget October 27th in Washington, D.C., honey. It's the Gagoween ball, honey. It's going down. 666 performance, honey. Legendary team performance, honey. And $2,000 runway category, honey. $1,000 Femme Queen face category. $1,000 Femme Queen versus Big Girl Realness category. And a host of other 250 categories. The whole ball is definitely cash. And all you houses out there, definitely get your virgins together and send them through for that $500 for those virgin categories, honey. You never know what can happen, honey.
It is confirmed. I repeat, it is confirmed that the overall father prodigy will be in the building for Gagoween.
Okay. I know that's right, honey. It's a battle, honey. You know, it's definitely a battle, honey. I gotta show man what I got.
Well, I just will go to the last night of the pageant with my pageantry friend, Marcus. I'll meet him on the last night of the show.
Honey, okay. Who is this hitting me up? Okay. Girls, I can't answer no calls. Stop hitting me up. You're on the show. Yes, I am
also,
on the show.
You know, from the mini bar, I definitely want to say we definitely had a good time. It was fun at the party crash. Like Marcy said, we definitely had a good time. So I want to definitely
yeah,
give
it was
a shout
definitely
out
cute.
To Nina Prodigy for winning Femme Queen Realness. Jada Milan for winning Female Figure Face. Maria Balenciaga for winning Female Figure Runway. Neil Chanel, oh my God. Neil Allure for winning Thug Realness and Streetwear. Definitely, you know, that's my dog. That's my dog. Good job. Twist, I don't know his name, but he's definitely a Revlon. He excited us for two nights. So he's from California. I don't know his name, so no shade to that. But he definitely gave it to us. He definitely realness with a twist. He's definitely entertained us, fun, was hyper. Definitely Buffy Revlon was exciting, gave us some fun times. Lawrence, of course, G Prodigy. It was definitely fun.
Definitely a fun motherfucking night at the party crashes ball. I definitely enjoyed myself. It was really cute. It was definitely really cute, honey. I enjoyed myself down, honey. I really enjoyed myself. And I want to give a big shout out to the over 3,229 people that we have in the official Boardroom Radio station. I just want to give y'all a big shout out, honey. You know. And to all the new listeners that we got that's hitting me up right now on my inbox saying this is the first time they ever listened to the show and they got the show from one of the Boardroom Throwbacks clips and they listening to the show and it's their first time and they enjoying it and they're going to be back to listen to the show and everything. I thank y'all for definitely being a part of our family, honey. We are definitely a family here, honey. A family that reads together, stays together. And we all definitely do read together, honey. Baby. Okay, come on. Come over. Oh, yes, it's definitely a party. Hold on, we got another caller. 267-209, you're live on the air. 267-902, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not, honey. Well, you know, I got my good Judy on the phone. I want to talk about. Oh wait, hold on. I'm gonna go back to him afterwards. 347-413. You're live on the air.
Hey Kelly. My question is to you. Do you think you and Milan will ever get along?
Oh wait, hold on, baby. Hold on 1 minute, honey. I'm on another call. Hold on. Talk to Rodney for a minute. I'll be right back with you. Okay.
Of course, supposed to be you, Kelly.
What's up, baby?
Oh God, what's up, baby?
That
makes arrangements. But she's making arrangements for after the show.
Okay, obviously. So.
Mm.
I think Kelly and Milan are like characters on a TV show or at a movie. They portray, you know, like wrestling, you portray that you have an enemy and you go all out with each other, whatever, but at a ball, they're sitting down hugging and talking and carrying on. So I think they were like wrestling characters and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's just about them both, you know, being in the spotlight, they having a radio show. I'm not going to make it too big, and I don't think a lot of people should take it all as personal as well either. It's just a back and forth with two people who are rivalries on their own show, and it's a voice for the whole ballroom
scene.
That's
hello.
Yes,
I'm so
Kelly.
Sorry, honey. I wasn't on mute. Sorry. I was getting me a snack. Okay, but no, it's no. Let me tell you something. This is caller. Me and Milan. It's nothing. Anything that happens here on this show. it's never personal with me. And that's the difference between me and all these other girls. Because at the end of the night, when I get off of this show, all of this shit shuts down and I go into my normal life, and I don't carry and act the way, you know, act the way I act on this show or the way that you see me on camera. That's not the way I portray myself. And nothing's fake or phony about me. Milan is fake, he's phony, and he's a hypocrite, along with some of the people on his cast. I'm not going to mention anybody's name. But they're fake and they're phony and they're hypocrites. And I don't have time. I don't deal with fake and phony motherfucking people. Okay? And that's just what it is, Miss Thing. But as long as she keeps coming for me, I'm going to keep knocking at her motherfucking door. She don't want to play with me.
Okay. And I have another question, if you don't mind.
Yes.
And this is for everyone. For the Gagaween Ball, what fem queen would you like to see on the certain captain's team or whatever? What particular fem queen would you think match?
Well, if you ask me, I wouldn't want to see no fem queens on any one of the teams. If you ask me, because I was having this discussion with Boardroom Throwback, I wouldn't want to see no fem queens on any one of the teams. If the fem queens could work together and everything, I would have loved to see a whole team of all six fem queens just come out and play with the boys.
Oh, that would be hot.
That would be disgusting, bitch. That would be everything.
Huh? Too bad that'll never happen.
Yeah, but that would never happen. That would never happen in ballroom because the girls can't work together. But bitch, I would have loved to have seen a legendary team with Sanaya, Laomi, Mika, Yolanda, and motherfucking let me see, who was the other film queen? And Roxy.
Oh.
And who else would I have on that team? It had to be six. It would have been somebody else. It would have been probably one of the newer legends or any of that nature. But those five, I would have loved to have seen on a team and then had to throw a Butch Queen in the equation on their team, Miss Thing. I would have loved to see those five with Marquise on their team.
Wow. That would be hot. What about you, Rodney?
Rodney's on the
phone
getting.
Say it
again.
My question was, you know, like for the Gagaween Ball,
uh-huh.
Like what captain and what sim queen would you like to see on the team together?
I would say maybe like Marquise and Deja.
Oh, that's hot. Yeah.
I would like to see let me see, who else? I'm trying to think. I mean, I want to see all the film queens on different teams. So I want to see Yolanda on a team. I want to see Deja on a team. I want to see Mika on a team. I want to see Angel on a team. And then whichever ones that they can collaborate with. But Deja and Marquise gives me a collabo type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Alexis?
I'm still waiting to see my girl come back out. I want to see Sanae back on the floor. I would love to see Sanae on the floor. Who was all in the playpen?
Who was all in the playpen?
Yeah, who was all in the playpen? I know it was Laomi. It was.
Oh, my team? If I could put an all girl team together?
Yeah. No. Who was in the playpen when Laomi and them did the
When they was in the playpen, it was Laomi, it was Nakia.
Yeah. Okay. Her. Go ahead.
Laomi, Nakia, Tika.
No,
Tia. Yeah, that was all of them when that was in the playpen.
Okay.
And the girl in there too.
And the cunt.
And Tika. Miss Thing, because Sanaya tried it, Miss Thing, because I was walking three categories that night. I was supposed to be in that playpen, too.
Ooh, that
flipping
wasn't big enough, Kelly.
Yeah, it was. It was gonna be. No, I was gonna come from the side of the stage, Miss Day. But Sanaya told Jack, Miss Day, she already walking three categories. Don't put her in it, Miss Day. That's just gonna be too much because I was supposed to be Sandy because they was doing all the old girls that was in the house of Miss Rahi back in the days, and I was supposed to be Sandy. But go ahead, Alexis.
Yeah, I would love to see them. I don't think Nakia doesn't walk performance anymore. She walks sex siren, correct?
Yeah. She still walks from time to time.
I would love to see them come back out and play.
Mm. Wow.
Nicole?
I mean, it depends on what type of thing you're talking about. As far as the old thing, of course I would love to see Miss Deja. I would love to see them all them girls, the secret girls themselves, be on the team together, Deja, Mika, Yolanda, all of them. And as the younger ones, you know, I forgot Nakia used to vote, too, bitch. She used to turn that. I forgot about that. And if I wanted to see a different type of crowd, I would probably want to see Ashley, Sanaya, and all of them icons and legends on that type of team. If they could all work together just to have a bunch of femme queens sitting on a team together and everybody putting it like Kelly said.
And then I didn't even think about it like that, Miss Thing. I would have loved to see two femme queen teams, bitch. I would have loved to see an older generation and a newer generation. I would have loved to see Ashley, Sanaya, Letitia, Alyssa, and Leah, and all of them on one team, and then Laomi and Deja and Mika and Yolanda and all of them on another team. I would have loved if we could have had like two femme queen teams and then four butch queen teams, and they just all just came together and they played. But the girls just can't work together. That's the only thing. But that would have been nasty, Miss Thing. The girls, everybody before I don't know, we in the world, but nobody don't know who the captains are. But the girls was definitely axed, and this was the issues that was brung up, that the girls cannot work together, and the girls won't want to work with anybody else because you know how the girls, oh, she's the captain, why was she the captain, and this, and all, you know, that was the issue that was brung up with the girls. So that's why every team was made up of whatever butch queen legends are the team captains, and they had to add one legendary girl to the equation.
Well, the captain should be the icon.
Yeah.
Out of Sanaya, Ashley, Alyssa, all of them should be the captains if that was the case.
But that would have definitely been hot. It would have definitely been hot. But you never know. But y'all never know, Miss Thing. You never know who on the team and who's the team captain. You never know, bitch. Maybe Marquise might be a team captain, Miss Thing, and he got all girls on his team. Maybe Berlin is a team captain and he has all girls on his team. Maybe Hassan is a team captain and he got all girls. We never know. Maybe Ricky's a team captain and she got all girls.
Right. And all the captain could be a femme queen too, right?
Maybe a femme queen is a captain, and we don't know. Nobody knows who's the team captain but the team captain and Jasmine. Everybody else in the ballroom would have to wait until October 27th to find out who is the team captain and who's on whose team.
And I'm really proud of everybody keeping it under wraps.
Yes, because you know, things like this, bitch, it usually leak out, bitch, and honey, bitch. And Jasmine, my sister, bitch, and she ain't even tell me who the team captain is, bitch. I don't even motherfucking know, bitch. And I've been asking her, bitch. I got to wait until that night to see, too. Mm. So we all got to wait and see, but, baby, I know the girls is definitely going to come out, and the girls is definitely not going to play with this category. And y'all got to remember, Miss Thing, y'all never know what might happen, Miss Thing. It might be a twist to the category. It is Gagoween, Miss Thing. The girls might gag. You never know.
I smell some prodigies in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have stipulations on
How many?
No, there's no house stipulation. It's no house stipulations or nothing. No house stipulations or nothing, bitch. They can have, bitch. They if they got motherfucker. If it's five legends from one house in one house, if a house got five legends, bitch, they can have five legends as long as they got a girl on their team. It's no stipulations. The girls just gotta come. The girls gotta come out and bring their motherfucking A game, Miss Thing. And it's no shade, Miss Thing. I have slacked up on the legends, Miss Thing, ever since Jasmine put this category out, Miss Thing, and I have not been reading them or, you know, calling them senior citizens in vogue, Miss Thing. But I hope they definitely bring their A game because, baby, when I tell y'all girls, Miss Thing, I'm going to Alegria on Sunday. I ain't leaving Alegria until 12 o'clock Monday afternoon. I'm letting y'all girls know I'm going to be the white woman blasted. I'm going to be up all night, Miss Thing. And I'm going to sit here and I'm going to wait for this show, Miss Thing. And I'm going to be stoned, Miss Thing. And I'm going to read the girls nasty, Miss Thing, if they don't bring their A++ game, Miss Thing, bitch.
Have you ordered our tickets, bitch?
I'm going to order our tickets. I'm going to pay my credit card. I'm going to pay my credit card bill tomorrow, honey. And I'm going to order our tickets, girl. We going to be in there, Miss Thing, girl. We in there, honey.
VIP?
Baby, yes. We getting our VIP tickets, Miss Thing. Yes, because we're going to get our coins back. Yeah.
Right.
Yes, we would definitely be VIP on the VIP line, honey. And I'm going out as a naughty maid.
I gotta find me a costume.
So, it's definitely gonna be cute. So, well,
can
you know,
I can borrow your nun costume?
Oh, I don't have that nun costume. I ripped that shit up.
Okay, let me call the costume.
He ripped it up when she wore it at the ball, remember?
I ripped it up at the ball, Miss Thing. I peeled up out of her right at the ball, Miss Thing. Maybe you can borrow Nicole's.
What the fuck am I
going
to do with the clothes on?
You already put it around your neck.
Oh, okay.
Funny. Okay, but do we have any other callers or anybody else listening? We still got 100 people that's still on the phone line. I know the girls in the chat room is gagging. The numbers dropped because it cut off in the chat room already, Miss Thing. So if anybody else on the phone line got anything else to say, please feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. And we will definitely bring you on the line. Oh, hold on. Damn. Why you have to press 1, whoever this is, Miss Thing? Bitch, I'm trying to get to this I'm trying to get to this 10, honey. Hold on. 347-334, you're live on the air. I mean, excuse me, 404-337, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, what's up? What's going on?
What's
up,
going
Rodney?
On?
Yeah. Rodney's still on the line?
Yes,
hi,
he is.
Hi, Kima.
Hey. I heard you. Nothing much. I'm in here hot as hell. I'm here tweaking. I'm walking around my room like somebody watching me and shit. It's a crazy
wow.
shit. Anyway. And I was just calling because I was listening to y'all. So I was like, wanted to call and say, hey, what's going on? You know what I'm saying?
Nothing much. We're just sitting up here just chilling.
Yeah, Miss Kelly, I got to play you in chess.
Yes, definitely. Anytime. I love to play chess.
I know. My mommy told me she'd be weighing you out in chess.
Oh, yes, honey. Oh, I got
We got to get it together and under some online stuff with the iPad. You can play. I play from here and you play from there.
We could definitely do that. And if anybody out there, because you know a lot of people don't know this about myself. If anybody mm-hmm. out there, Miss Thing, if you're in the New York area or any area, honey, that you know where it's gonna be a ball at, Miss Thing. And you know how to play chess because a lot of people is not, you know, not that intelligent enough to learn how to play chess. Please definitely hit me up on Facebook, honey, and tell me that you play chess, and I'll definitely bring my glass board with me if you don't have your own board. And we can definitely play chess. I love to play chess. I love to do intelligent things outside of ballroom. You know, we could definitely play cards and all types of things. We definitely do have fun, myself and Father Cocktail and our team. We definitely do other things besides just going to balls, baby. You know, we do fun things like play cards and gamble for cards and for money and play chess and all those type of intelligent things that intelligent people do, okay? So, we're just not all about a ball, honey. Hold on. Naima, is this you, Naima?
Uh-huh.
Hey. Yes.
Kelly?
Yes?
I don't know if this is true. They say Eddie Murphy just died.
Oh. What?
Oh, my fucking God.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
I'm
hold
fucking
on.
Over. I'm looking. You know how you see something? I'm reading Eddie Murphy. Wait, hold on. Eddie Murphy. Wait, hold on. Eddie, keep saying Eddie Murphy died shortly after a snowboard accident. The fuck?
I think that's fake.
What did he say? Snowboarding accident?
Eddie Murphy was too old to be doing some snowboarding.
Ain't that it? If he ain't dead, Lord, hope he living, but he can keep his black ass off the snowboard.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Hold on. 323-989. You're live on the air, Milan.
Eddie Murphy did not snowboard. Are y'all crazy?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Oh, baby, because, you know, I had to just turn the news on, honey, so I can see. Honey, baby, that would be a mess. Oh, somebody just put the link up in the official ballroom radio station.
It's on gossip.com. Eddie Murphy is not dead.
Who got time to be making bogus? They be killing people before they time.
Right. Maybe because the girls are fierce, Miss Singh. The girls are definitely fierce, Miss Singh. Naima, you had something to say?
No, I was just calling to say hello to everyone. Hey, Rodney. Did you, are you inside the underground, Rodney?
I can go in there.
I need you to get a piece of those pictures that's in there.
Baby. No, baby. If you want to get a picture, Miss Sally, honey, you have to wait until she goes to school, and I'll give y'all a picture so y'all can get a piece of Miss Sally, because she has no internet access from school, Miss Sally. I'm gonna give y'all something to key about Miss Sally when she goes to school tomorrow.
Who?
Alexis. Honey, you know, Miss Say, because Miss Say is real fast with that hand, Miss Say. You throw something up, Miss Say, and as fast as you throw it up, Miss Say, she be delete, Miss Say. So you got to wait for her to go to sleep, Miss Say, or be in school, Miss Say, so the girls can get it. But I need to wait for the girls to go. For her to go to school, Miss Say, and then ask everybody in the room, all the girls in the room, so everybody can get it at one time before she gets to delete it, honey.
Oh, wow.
Baby. She don't play fear, honey. She takes it down immediately, honey. Miss Snow. Who is playing that music?
That's Alexis. She called me Sherman.
Don't fuck with me, fellas.
Baby. Oh my God.
You
okay.
See the pictures I tagged you with, Rodney?
Yes.
Oh my God, honey. I'm gonna fuck y'all up, honey. But baby, one by one, can we all say goodnight, Miss Singh? Cause I need to get on the red phone, Miss Singh, and get my transaction complete. Okay.
Conference call, bitch.
What kind of transaction you trying to complete over there?
She's trying to suck some cock over there on Monita.
Oh. Honey, 10 and a half, 5 inches thick.
Oh.
Baby.
Girl, your hoe should be tired. You've been playing with cock all weekend.
They say, honey.
Two
baby,
at that. Two big ones, girl.
We will, baby.
One will slap you on one side of your cheek, and that's why the hair ain't on no more.
Well, honey, say goodnight, honey. I need to go, and honey, I need to make this phone call, honey, girls, okay? Y'all can finish y'all discussion tomorrow, honey. I need to get this call going on, honey.
All right, everybody. Y'all have a good night. Thanks for listening.
Alexis.
Thanks for reaching out.
I thank y'all for definitely reaching out. I want to thank everybody that's definitely a part of the show and everybody that listened to the show tonight and everybody that's in the chat room that comments and put their pictures up and their statuses up in the official Ballroom Radio Station. I want to thank y'all for definitely being a part of our family, honey. Without y'all, we'll just be here just talking on, conversations that we have amongst ourselves, Miss Thing. Bitch, y'all make us what we are. We're here to take and do a job, and we do our job
definitely great and with pride with everything we do. We don't secondhand our tea or our gossip, honey. It's not nothing, honey. If you don't see myself at a ball or you don't see Rodney at a ball, trust and believe that we're definitely going to get the 411. But we, most of the time, we're there. But if we're not there, we're going to get the 411 and we're going to give it to y'all correct. And it's going to be on point. And we don't have to wait for callers to call in and tell us anything, Miss Thing. We have lives outside of the ballroom scene, and we still take and manage to take and bring y'all everything y'all want. That's why we are the number one station in ballroom history. It don't get no better than this, and the girls continue to keep trying and trying and trying. And when you try, you fail, and you already failed when it comes to tents or chops. Whatever bathroom or whatever alleyway you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do wrap it up and practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. Be here tomorrow night when London and the Tea Party cast will definitely bring you all the madness and drama, and definitely tune in on Wednesday night when the icon, CEO and founder, Jasmine Couture, definitely presents the State of Emergency show. I love y'all all for loving me, and have a good night. Bye-bye.
Rodney Prodigy and James Icon presents What's in the Name Part 2. Saturday, November 10th in New York City. Grand prize, $1,000 for Old Way. Make us believe you're back in the 80s. Grand prize number 2, open to all legendary runway for $1,000. Other cash categories include mini grand prize, open to all streetwear for $300. As well as open to all runway, the casting call for $500, sponsored by the Mocha Center. That's Saturday, November 10th in New York City. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150. The location, The Light Box, 841 Barreto Street, Bronx, New York. For more information, contact Father James Icon or Father Rodney Prodigy via Facebook, or visit the event page for more info.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror, a collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gag-a-ween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gag-a-ween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, open to all foot and eye, designers from beyond the grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candyman. That's right. In a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gag-o-ween. 3 grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temperance, the overall Mother Didi Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon mother, Shay Shay Chanel, says, it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagaween. And legendary mother, Sasha Garcon, and the icon mother, Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, three grudge matches. Three divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagaween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagaween.